303-803-1900.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Iraq spending.
This terrible chapter in our history must come to an end.
With strings.
It tries to turn Congress into 535 commanders-in-chief.
Mayhem on TV. Should Uncle Sam get involved?
An FCC report says Congress could make a difference.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. The Senate today is poised to follow the lead of the House and approve a measure that both provides more funding for the Iraq war while requiring that U.S. troops be pulled out. The final House vote of 218 to 208 followed impassioned debate supporting the measure. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha, who said the president is to blame for the Iraq quagmire.
The policy is not set by the military. The policy is set by the White House, and we have to hold the White House accountable for the mistakes that they have made.
Arguing against Republican leader John Boehner, who said pulling out is a prescription for failure.
We can walk out of Iraq just like we did in Lebanon, just like we did in Vietnam, just like we did in Somalia, and we will leave chaos in our wake.
This is Bill Plant at the White House, which has been fighting this legislation for weeks. Shortly after the House vote, a statement came from the press office. It said that the legislation insists on what it called a surrender date, that it handcuffs the generals, and that it contains billions of dollars in spending unrelated to the war. The president called on the Senate to quickly pass the legislation so that he can veto it.
In Iraq, serious charges have been leveled against a U.S. officer. Reporter Pete Gow is in Baghdad.
A former commander of the U.S. detention facility in Iraq that held Saddam Hussein is under investigation for offenses that include giving unmonitored cell phones to inmates and unauthorized possession of classified material. Lieutenant Colonel William Steele, who's currently in custody in Kuwait, is also accused of inappropriate relationships with the daughter of a detainee and a female translator. Pete Gow, CBS News, Baghdad.
Do ordinary Iraqis think the troop escalation in Baghdad has made life better? A minority thinks so, says the Los Angeles Times, but most see continuing bloodshed and bigger headaches dealing with security checkpoints and blocked roads. And there are reports from London that British military officials are having second thoughts about sending Prince Harry to the front line in Iraq after reports that he might be a kidnapping target. Well, the government wants to clamp down on lawyers representing prisoners at Guantanamo. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. And Vicki, what's Washington objecting to, and what do they want to do about it?
Well, Nick, the Justice Department says the lawyers' visits have led to press leaks, are disruptive, and pose a threat to security. It wants to restrict their access to classified evidence and limit their number of visits to 3 per client. The lawyers call this one more attempt to put the Guantanamo detainees in a legal and informational black hole. Angela Wright is with Amnesty International.
The proposals virtually eviscerate access.
The lawyers agree the restrictions could make it impossible for them to adequately represent their clients, Nick.
Violence on the tube, violence in real life. A new report says there is a link, and the government should be doing something about it. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Violence is a big part of shows like 24.
By order of the President of the United States, put down your weapon!
Syracuse University professor Robert Thompson says it's been that way with some of TV's best programs.
The miniseries Roots, for example, has got a lot of violence. People being beat, whipped, limbs being cut off. I suppose under new rules, that could potentially not be airable.
Now the SEC is saying Congress could make a difference by telling broadcast TV to create a family viewing hour like it did during the 70s, or by making cable and satellite providers offer family-friendly packages. Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say they've devised a better blood test that can pinpoint prostate cancer earlier on. Correspondent Barry Bagnato is on the CBS Health Watch this morning.
Too often, diagnosing prostate cancer is guesswork. The current PSA screening test frequently suggests you have cancer when you don't, and it can't separate less serious tumors from aggressive ones. A new blood test being announced today in the journal Urology can.
How accurate is this at identifying people with prostate cancer? 97%.
Dr. Robert Getzenberg at Johns Hopkins.
If we could tell you up front you have the kind of disease that's spread outside the prostate, we might be able to provide more aggressive treatment earlier on.
When Jim Foster's PSA readings rose, he suffered through anxiety and 3 biopsies.
This test would eliminate that. Let me tell you, going through biopsies, not a lot of fun.
About 1.6 million American men have these biopsies each year. 80% of the results are negative. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Baltimore.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An activist group says a resident of Boulder is among four Americans who've been detained by the Chinese government on Mount Everest. That after they called for independence for Tibet and protested the Beijing Olympics. The group Students for a Free Tibet says three Americans were taken away yesterday. Their fate remains unknown. It's spring, and yeah, the flood season's here, especially after Tuesday's big storm. Flooding's forced a family out of their Weld County home after the South Platte River overflowed its banks near Platteville. Water reached the bottom of a bridge on Colorado 66, but that road is still open. Meanwhile, there has been some progress in restoring power to customers in the foothills hit by 2 feet of wet, heavy snow. Power's back on in Strasburg and Woodland Park, but the lights are still out in some areas.
Conifer, Aspen Park, Bailey, and over toward Evergreen, but on the south side, south and west of Evergreen. Rosequoil Mountain is, we've got a little bit in there yet.
No word yet on when all power will be restored. And about 200 anti-abortion demonstrators gathered at the state capitol yesterday, marking the 40th anniversary of the signing of a Colorado law expanding abortion rights. And they were pushing for a reversal at the event. Conservative commentator Alan Keyes likened abortion to terrorism. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Not a bad ride at all around the metro area. Looks like we're free of any kind of collision activity or stalls. We do have a rollover crash, though, up north Weld County. You need to watch out for that. Northbound 25 north of the Longmont exit. Have a high wind advisory along I-70 across the eastern plains and affecting I-76 between Fort Morgan and the Nebraska state line. So be very cautious if you're in a high-profile vehicle. High Country, rollover crash westbound I-70 just west of Chief Hosa. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, morning sunshine, followed by afternoon clouds. Some thunderstorms possible by the evening rush with a high of 64. Tonight.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Several issues, including the Iraqi timetable, Alberto Gonzalez, and school campus safety. And then at 8:30, we'll have one of my all-time favorite people, and I'm backing this guy 100% for the Senate, the United States Senate from the state of Colorado. That's Representative Mark Udall from Colorado's 2nd Congressional District. The guy is just great. And the House, yesterday, on a 218-208 vote, passed a $124.2 billion supplemental spending bill that contains the troop withdrawal timetable. The legislation is the first binding challenge on the war that Democrats have managed to execute since they took control of both houses of Congress in January. Of course, President Bush says that he's going to veto it, and you hear all the news media crap that goes on out there about how, the Dems don't want to fund the troops. No, it's the president that doesn't want to. Well, the Congress is acting in defiance of the president? No. Read the Constitution. This is what the Congress does. This is their responsibility. This is called oversight. This is what we should have had the last 6 years, but we didn't. How did the Colorado delegation vote? Well, along party lines. So you can bet your bottom dollar that Tommy Tancredo voted Le Pen Tancredo voted against it, and so did Marilyn Manson Musgrave, and so did Mr. Lamborn down there in the Springs, and I feel sorry for you if that's your congressional representative. And then, of course, Mark Udall, Diana DeGette, Ed Perlmutter, John Salazar, all voted for it, and Ken Salazar is quoted as saying that he would like to talk about some kind of withdrawal plan. And Wayne Allard, who is so connected to the real world, he should really go back to sticking his finger up a goat's. Oh, no, I can't say that on the air. But anyway, Senator Wayne Allard called the funding measure a surrender document. You ever ask yourself this question? Who are we surrendering to? There are two sides there that are fighting each other. That's the Iraqis and the Iraqis. That's the Shia and the Sunni. And then there is some outside insurgent activity mixed in there, but it's not as big as this administration makes it out to be, nor the GOP makes it out to be. So who are we surrendering to? Would it be like World War II, where we drop our arms and just say to the Japanese and the Germans, you win? No. That's a false argument on Senator Wayne Allard's part. Okay, I mentioned yesterday Rudy Giuliani took a swipe at those of us who oppose this war and consider ourselves to be Democrats. And I said this yesterday. I said, look, you want to have a discussion about something and you want to base it on the facts and you want to base it on good discussion and good sound opinion, then fine, let's do that. You want to play the emotional, hysterical card, which includes name-calling, labeling, branding, and also the idea of fear-mongering? Well, we shouldn't accept that. I don't care if you're Democratic, Republican, or in the middle. We should not accept that as on something so as important. But Giuliani is, you know what Giuliani reminds me of? Giuliani reminds me of all these little dogs. You've seen them. Even big dogs do this, I guess. They're so eager to get your affection and your attention that they'll run up to you, they jump up on your leg, they lift their left leg or right leg, and then they go to the bathroom. Or Giuliani's kind of like a man wearing a velvet suit who goes to the bathroom on himself and has a warm feeling about it, but nobody else can figure out why it is that he has this warm feeling. So he goes after those of us who do not agree with him, and he claims that, well, if a Republican is elected, we won't have any more 9/11s, and if it's a Democrat, it'll be worse. Similar to a talk show host here in town who kept saying before the election, if Democrats win, there'll be carnage and bloodshed. Oh, okay. So Keith Olbermann did a brilliant commentary about this last night. Here it is, courtesy of MSNBC. Oh, we'll go to break first, and then we'll play it. Okay. So
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Leave this fine riding mower. Her turning radius is zero. Her engine's a 20-horsepower twin-cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator, so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch. That's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
It's the final days of the famous Joseph A. Bank $199 sale. All executive suits, regularly $495, now $199. Select sport coats and executive blazers, only $199. Even all tuxedo separates, $199. That's a jacket with perfectly matched pants, only $199. Plus, a huge selection of signature suits, regularly $795, now $299. How about all executive pinpoint dress shirts, $3 for $99. And all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, $29. The famous Joseph A. Bank, $199 sale. Suits, sport coats, even tuxedos, $199. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us."
And you know, they were kind of right, because every weekend I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All things before my eyes.
Sacramento. Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6, chance of thunderstorms, high today is 64, AM 760, Progressive Talk, really nice to have you along. Look how light it is outside, too. It's almost nice enough to run naked across the parking lot. Okay, this is Keith Olbermann. This is a special commentary about Rudy Giuliani. This is from Countdown last night, in case you missed it. And even if you did hear it, it's worth hearing again. This is courtesy of Countdown and MSNBC.
Finally tonight, a special comment about Rudolph Giuliani's remarks at a Lincoln Day dinner in New Hampshire last night. Since some indeterminable hour between the final dousing of the pyre at the World Trade Center and the breaking of what Senator Obama has aptly termed 9/11 fever, it has been profoundly and disturbingly evident that we are at the center of one of history's great ironies. Only in this America of the early 21st century could it be true that the man who was president during the worst attack on our nation and the man who was the mayor of the city in which that attack principally unfolded would not only be absolved of any and all blame for the unreadiness of their own governments, but, moreover, would thereafter be branded heroes of those attacks. And now that mayor, whose most profound municipal act in the wake of that nightmare was to suggest the postponement of the election to choose his own successor, has gone even a step beyond these M.C. Escher constructions of history. If any Republican is elected president, and I think obviously I would be best at this, we will remain on offense, and we will anticipate what the terrorists will do and try to stop them before they do it. Insisting that the election of any Democrat would mean the Democrat of the country was back on defense, Mr. Giuliani continued last night, but the question is how long will it take and how many casualties will we have? If we are on defense, we will have more losses, and it will go on longer. He said this with no sense of irony, no sense of any personal shortcomings, no sense whatsoever. And if you somehow missed what he was really saying, somehow did not hear the none too subtle subtext of vote Democratic and die, Mr. Giuliani then stripped away any barrier of courtesy, telling Roger Simon of Politico.com, quote, America will be safer with a Republican president. At least that Republican president, under which we have not been safer, has, even at his worst, maintained some microscopic distance between himself and a campaign platform that blithely threatened the American people with casualties if they, next year, elect a Democratic president, or inferring from Mr. Giuliani's flights of grandeur in New Hampshire last night, even if they elect a different Republican. How dare you, sir? How many casualties will we have? This is the language of Bin Laden. Yours, Mr. Giuliani, is the same chilling nonchalance of the madman, of the proselytizer, who has moved from even some crude framework of politics and society into a virtual Roman Colosseum of carnage and a conceit over your own ability and worthiness to decide who therein lives and who dies. Rather than a reasoned discussion, rather than a political campaign advocating your own causes and extolling your own qualifications, you have bypassed all the intermediate steps and moved directly to trying to terrorize the electorate into viewing a vote for a Democrat not as a reasonable alternative and an inalienable right, but as an act of suicide. This is not the mere politicizing of the war in Iraq, nor the vague mumbled epithets about Democratic softness from a delusional vice president. This is casualties on a partisan basis, of the naked assertion that Mr. Giuliani's party knows all and will save those who have voted for it and to hell with everybody else. And that he, with no foreign policy experience whatsoever, is somehow the messiah of the moment. Even to grant that that formula, whether posed by Republican or Democrat, is somehow not the most base, the most indefensible, the most un-American electioneering in our history, even if it is somehow acceptable to assign casualties to one party and safety to the other, even if we have become so profane in our thinking that it is part of our political vocabulary to view counter-terror as one party's property and the other's liability, on what imaginary track record does Mr. Giuliani base his boast? Which party held the presidency on September 11, 2001, Mr. Giuliani? Which party held the mayoralty of New York on that date, Mr. Giuliani? Which party assured New Yorkers that the air was safe and the remains of the dead recovered and not being used to fill potholes, Mr. Giuliani? Which party wanted what the terrorists wanted, the postponement of our elections? And to whose personal advantage would that have redounded, Mr. Giuliani? Which mayor of New York was elected 8 months after the first attack on the World Trade Center, yet did not emphasize counterterror in that same city for the next 8 years, Mr. Giuliani? Which party had proposed to turn over the Department of Homeland Security to Bernard Kerik, Mr. Giuliani? Who wanted to ignore and hide Kerik's organized crime allegations, Mr. Giuliani? Who personally argued to the White House that Kerik need not be vetted, Mr. Giuliani? Which party rode roughshod over Americans' rights while braying that it was actually protecting them, Mr. Giuliani? Which party took this country into the most utterly backwards, utterly counterproductive, utterly ruinous war in our history, Mr. Giuliani? Which party has been in office as more Americans were killed in the pointless fields of Iraq than were killed in the consuming nightmare of 9/11, Mr. Giuliani? Drop this argument, sir. You will lose it. The Democrats do not understand the full nature and scope of the terrorist war against us, Mr. Giuliani continued to the Rockingham County Lincoln Day dinner last night. Never, ever again will this country be on defense, waiting for terrorists to attack us, if I have anything to say about it. And make no mistake, he concluded, the Democrats want to put us back on defense. There is no room for this. This is terrorism itself, dressed up as counter-terrorism. It is not warning, but bullying, substituted for the political discourse now absolutely essential to this country's survival and the freedom of its people. No Democrat has said words like these. None has ever campaigned on the Republicans' flat-footedness of September 11, 2001. None has the requisite, irresponsible, all-consuming ambition. None is willing to say, I accuse, rather than recognize that to some degree all of us share responsibility for our collective stupor. And if it is somehow insufficient, that it is morally, spiritually, and politically wrong to screech as Mr. Giuliani has screeched, there is also this, that gaping hole in Mr. Giuliani's argument of Republicans equal life, Democrats equal death. Not only have the Republicans not lived up to their babbling on this subject, but last fall, the electorate called them on it, as doubtless they would call you on it, Mr. Giuliani. Repeat. Go beyond Mr. Bush's rhetorical calamities of 2006. Call attention to the casualties on your watch and your long waking slumber in the years between the two attacks on the World Trade Center. Become the candidate who runs on the vote for me or die platform. Do a Joe McCarthy. Do a Lyndon Johnson. Do a Robespierre. Only if you choose so to do, do not come back surprised nor remorseful. If the voters remind you that terror is not just a matter of casualties, it is just as certainly a matter of the promulgation of fear. Claim a difference between the parties on the voters' chances of survival, and you do Osama bin Laden's work for him. And we, Democrats and Republicans alike, and every variation in between, we, Americans, are sick to death of you and the other terror mongers trying to frighten us into submission, into the surrender of our rights and our reason, into this betrayal of that for which this country has always stood. Franklin Roosevelt's words ring true again tonight, and clarified and amplified, they are just as current now as they were when first he spoke them 74 years ago. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, and those who would exploit our fear for power and for their own personal, selfish, cynical gain. Good night and good luck.
There's Keith Olbermann from last night's countdown and his commentary. And you can hear he's angry, and I don't blame him. 6:29, 29 minutes after 6. Because, once again, you want to debate on the ideas, which is what we're supposed to do, fine. But you want to
play the fear card? Haven't we had enough of this? Haven't we had enough? And think about this idea. Isn't it weird that people like Giuliani and Dick Cheney and, you know, even Joseph Lieberman and others, that they would think that if we had a different president in the White House, and that president was Democratic, or you could even say, how about if the president was an independent? Do you really think that the men and women of this country's intelligence services and the men and women of law enforcement would suddenly say, oh, wait a minute, there's a Democrat in the White House. Oh, wait a minute, there's whoever in the White House. Well, we're not going to give our all in all. We're not going to do anything to try to protect the country. That doesn't make any sense. Because they're career professionals. And not only that, do they make mistakes? Sure, we all do. But not only that, they love the country, just like you do and just like I do. So why would they do that? What would be the sense behind that? See, it's really an illogical argument, but it's an argument based on emotion, and it's an argument based on fear. You know, I'd like to recommend you read something. You should pick up the 40th anniversary of an edition that's out now of Rolling Stone. Has anybody seen that? It's got interviews in there with Paul McCartney. It's got an interview in there with Ringo Starr. It's got an interview in there with Mick Jagger, Keith Richards. A whole bunch of people are in there, including Jimmy Carter and George McGovern. And you should really read the interviews with Jimmy Carter and George McGovern. Really read those. Because, oh, and Bob Dylan's in there too. Because those are, Jane Fonda, those are just telltale interviews. And one of them, I'm not sure who it is, I'm not sure if it's McGovern or Carter, talks about the administration's ability to invoke fear. And I guess my question for you, if there even is a question here this morning, do you think it still works? See, I don't think it does. And I don't think that we should govern by fear. What do we have to fear? I mean, let's do things the right way. Let's find these people who are intent on harming us and intent on killing innocent citizens, and let's kill them. And we're not going to get that done by what we're doing in Iraq. That's not going to happen. And Wayne Allard's statement about this is a surrender document. Wayne, who are we surrendering from? These are Iraqis fighting Iraqis. Wayne. You don't get it, pal. It's not nations fighting nations. It's a nation state, the United States, fighting an insurgency. All right, anybody want to comment? 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines. And if you want to get off your half moons and you want to get into this whole discussion, primarily about the idea that we have been pushed around, manipulated by labeling and by fear, and this is something that I've been harping on now for the last couple of weeks, about those of us, and I don't care where you are politically, those of us that want to have a discussion about the real ideas and are not going to buy this stuff, that because we simply feel that this is wrong or that's wrong, that you're going to slam us into a box, you're going to label us, and you're going to like push us around using these levers to try to control dissent and try to control speech, when in reality, what we're supposed to do in this country is we're supposed to do this. We're supposed to have exchanges. We're supposed to do that. So what are we scared of? What's the problem here? 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ooh, Gina, nice morning out this morning.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, how's traffic look?
Actually, not too bad. We have a minor issue. Southbound 25, a stall in the right lane between I-70 and 23rd, so it's just causing a minor snag there. Have a pretty bad crash off the highway, Smith at Sable in the Aurora area, so just steer clear of that intersection. Otherwise, just the usual buildup across southbound 25, Thornton and North Glen, of course. A couple of rollovers outside the city. Now, northbound 25, north of the Longmont exit, that should almost be cleared up. Westbound I-70 at Chief Hosa in the foothills, and we had a crash on 285 east of Aspen Park as well. Weather today, morning sunshine, although we're going to get some afternoon clouds, possible thunderstorms by the evening rush, high of 64. Currently fair and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers Fuel.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to present music director Michael Butterman, the Boulder Chorale, and guest vocalists in the final show of the 2006-2007 season this Saturday night at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Join the Boulder Philharmonic for its Beethoven Symphony Celebration. Tickets are selling fast. Call the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra box office today at 303-449-1343, extension 2. That's 303-449-1343, extension 2, or log on to boulderphil.org.
This just in, breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sheerance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Stargate Atlantis. Enter the gate and get in the game. Discover how you could win 2 VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3307 through 42307. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel as sponsor rated base.
Take advantage of Volkswagen's recent graduate incentives to get into a new Jetta for only $179 a month. Or view the entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at GebAuto.com. That's GEBAuto.com. You need a new car. You need to get to Gebhardt Volkswagen in Boulder.
Stock number B7261, 36-month, 10,000-mile per year lease. $29.99 due assignment plus tax, title, and license. Recent graduate incentive available 6 months prior to, 24 months after graduation.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, check out that Rolling Stone issue with Paul McCartney in there. That's the 40th anniversary issue. It's out now. Great interviews in there. Good stuff. 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 64. Talking about Rudy Giuliani's statement about, well, the Democrats get elected, we'll have, there'll be more casualties. There'll be another 9/11. And this whole idea of using fear to discuss things that every American ought to be concerned about, but we ought to learn to have these discussions based on fact, solid opinion, and a rational discussion. And the thing that really gets me is, and I don't mean to be on the radio and be unfair here. So if you're conservative, if you lean towards the right, or you just think I'm wrong, you should call and tell me. And we have people who do it too. people who are liberal and people who are progressive, and I mean, we have them too, who make over-the-top statements. But man, it seems like the right is just full of people who do this, who make these like really over-the-top statements. They think that they can bully us and push us around with all of this vindictive speech, and it's like, yeah, okay, fine. You want to question my patriotism? You want to question all of that? Bring it on, man. I'm ready. Let's go to Cleo in North Glen. Cleo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning. It's great to see the sunshine. And you talked about fear. And it is one of the basics in our protective system as human beings. And the Republicans know how to, you know, use fear as a tactic very well. And you asked, will we buy it, or will this country buy the fear factor again? And I'm afraid to say, yes, we will. I myself won't, but I do fear that the rest of the country will, and they know how to play the card.
So you think the majority of the public, again, will buy into the idea that, oh, this is an unsafe world, and that the only folks that can protect us is the quote-unquote daddy party of the GOP? You think people are going to buy that after what we've seen here in the last 4 years?
Yes, I do, especially as we get closer to the election, because I'm greatly afraid that the party in power, because of their propaganda and knowing how to manipulate things, will maybe create a scenario that will make Americans think that they are the party to protect us. And they've been doing that for the last, I mean, people do see now what Bush is made out of, but as long as you trigger that response in human, you know, it's a human nature thing, and as long as you trigger that, you know, there is that potential. And that's what my fear is, you know, as a liberal and progressive, that I don't want to see another Republican in the White House. But they do want to hold on to power, and they've seen what their tactics have been and how that's worked in the past. So I'm just going based on history.
Well, then what we got to do is we just got to stand up and say no. You know, we just have to stand up and say no. That being fearful of something is not going to help the situation. The only thing that's going to help the situation is to take it on and deal with it in a rational adult manner and solve the problems that we face.
Well, you and I are rational people, and the people who listen to the station are rational people. But I don't know that. You know, you can say that for the majority of the people. I was listening to an Ed Schultz show one afternoon, and somebody brought up the fact that they couldn't understand the apathy in this country. And if you take that plus the fear factor, there's a lot of potential there.
Well,
for the Republicans to manipulate that.
Yeah, but I really disagree with that.
Okay.
I don't think that there's apathy. I don't think there's apathy. I think what there is, and I say this every single time, I think you've got a heck of a lot of people. And somebody in that Rolling Stone interview, too, reflected the same thought. It might have been George McGovern or Jimmy Carter. You've got a heck of a lot of people here whose lives are incredibly, incredibly busy. They are trying to get through life the best way they know how. And what they hear is what they get out of the media. And we all know that the media is pared down and lazy and lacks investigative prowess like it used to have when we were younger. And it isn't that they don't care, but it's that there are things that are on them that are much closer to home that they're trying to deal with. And here's a big one. Try to make your mortgage payment.
Oh, Jay, I don't disagree with anything that you said. Everything you said is what I've been saying for a long time. But I also fear, and I also see that, you know, people are just not getting it. And you know, I remember back with the Vietnamese War and how we had protests and eventually.
Yeah, but we were different then, and we were kids. We're, you know, now you've got, and life wasn't as complicated then as it is now. And now you've got life where it's extremely complicated, where it's extremely rough, and we're not kids anymore. And kids, while they know what's going on and while they understand what's happening, you've got one big element missing here. There's no draft, and there are kids that are involved in politics and are working on things on both sides.
Oh, I understand that, and that is the key. There is no draft, and I hope there never is, but that's the key. And I hope, like you say, that the things will, the people will take a better interest. And I hope that you fear, you know, that you're saying the fear factor doesn't play a card. And so let's all hope together that that doesn't happen.
Well, I hope so. And you know, the only thing we can do is just stand up against it. That's all we can
definitely.
Do.
Definitely.
Cleo, thanks. Great call.
And thank you very much, Jay, for taking my call.
Oh, you bet. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Let's go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Eric.
It is beautiful out today.
Yeah, it is nice, isn't it?
It is. It's very, very nice. I'll make this quick. My opinion about Giuliani's rant in New Hampshire is that I think, who knows if he even believes it, but to me, the 9 to 18% of the people that are still supporting Shooter are the people he has to get in his camp to get the nomination. And he has got to somehow reach the people on the far right. And I just, this speech he made wasn't for the benefit of the people in New Hampshire. It was for definitely on a national scale. The people
he also has to win there, too, though.
But he definitely, he needs the nomination, and he's not going to get it without that far right-wing Republican base. And right now, he has so many views that a lot of those people disagree with fundamentally. And I think maybe if he can get everybody scared in that base, they're going to lean toward him, because McCain, I don't think he's got a chance.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, he's running pretty close to Giuliani in the polls in places like South Carolina. I haven't seen what's going on with him in New Hampshire, but I feel like this gets back to the old deal about, okay, whether you're a moderate Republican, whether you're an independent, whether you're progressive, whether you're a liberal, whatever title you want to use, this gets back to the old deal of stereotyping, categorizing, boxing, and attaching negative labels. And, man, I'm tired of it. I've had enough, because we're people who love our country, we're people who care, and if we didn't care, we wouldn't say anything. And what they're really saying, here's what they're really saying with all of this, from Giuliani to all the rest of these folks. Here's what they're really saying. You know what they're saying? They're saying that we're incompetent and that our intentions are evil. That's what they're saying. In other words, no, it's not that we love the country. No, it's not that we want the best for the country. No. What it is our intentions are less than honorable and they are agenda-based. And yeah, they're agenda-based, but anybody who's into politics has an agenda that they base their ideas on. But it doesn't make them evil. It doesn't make them incompetent. They got to prove that. You've got to prove that you're incompetent. And why allow them to get away with labeling us with this stuff? And I'm not saying we should get on the air and or get in the media and be over the top like they are, but I think we should definitely stand up and answer back and say, no, that's not true. That's simply not true, and you can't prove that, and you can't back the statement up. Because if Rudy Giuliani was right here right now, Eric, and I said to him, all right, what do you base that statement on? I don't want to hear about your gut feeling. I want to hear about your facts. Let's take your own state. Was there anybody in your congressional delegation in your state? Were there any of your two senators? Were any of those folks not willing to stand behind you and the city of New York when it was under attack? No. I mean, cite us a history of mismanagement here. Well, Clinton could have gotten bin Laden. Well, okay, that might have been true, and he did try. But then why did you and your colleagues stand up and start screaming at the top of your lungs about the tail wagging the dog, and you know, all of that. I mean, you couldn't wait to get out of Mogadishu. I mean, the list goes on and on. The fact is that it's the same story over and over again, Eric. It's the same damn story. Okay, you know what? We're all trying to get down the same road. We just have different paths of getting there. But it doesn't mean the bottom line is we don't love where we live. Don't you think?
I agree. It's just that what I'm saying, though, is that the base he's appealing to doesn't listen to facts. They're going, as you say, by their gut. That's who he is shouting out to with those rants, that 9 to 18% that still supports Cheney. Those people there that you cannot reason with, but they are the people that he needs to get in his camp to get that nomination.
Yeah, and you're right about that, but I'll tell you something. He's not going to do it on my dime, and he's not going to, and I am never going to, I'm never going to cede public discourse to demagogues like Rudy Giuliani.
Well, I agree. The tide is turning.
Yeah, man, we got to stand up against him. By the way, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll now shows that those people who think that this country is on the right track, that Bush is doing a good job, it's down to 22%. All right. Eric, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jake.
Have a great day.
You do the same.
Okay. 6:50. 50 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It's a fairly decent ride right now, although we still have the usual buildup across the north side of town. Southbound 25, of course, through the Thornton North Glen area and eastbound 270, crossing Commerce City. We do have a van partially blocking the right lane, southbound 25, between I-70 and 23rd, so traffic bogged down a little bit there if you're trying to get into downtown. Outside the city, still dealing with a rollover crash westbound I-70 east of Chief Hossa in the Golden area and one in Conifer, US 285, east of Aspen Park. Weather today, morning sunshine,
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com. Today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Most weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It's the only ready-to-spray product that eliminates lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go, and tell those weeds to keep off the grass. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Call today and we'll send you free Pete Billick's best-selling book on how you can make money working from home. It's yours free just for calling. Call 1-800-680-8432. Pete Billick's best-selling book, yours free just for calling. 1-800-680-8432. 1-800-680-8432.
Clean, efficient propane. Propane cooktops heat instantly and have greater temperature control. No wonder 9 out of 10 chefs prefer gas for home cooking. For more information, visit usepropane.com. Propane, exceptional energy.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa beginning May 4th. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Chance of thunderstorms. High today 64, but it's a nice-looking day out so far. And coming up, we're going to talk to Senator Ken Salazar. We'll ask him about the Iraqi vote in the Senate today, and also about Alberto Gonzalez, plus school safety, which he and a number of others are working on. Then at 8:30, we'll talk to Representative Mark Udall about yesterday's vote, Iraq vote in the House, and other issues such as Alberto Gonzalez and things that are facing the country. Right now, we're talking about Rudy Giuliani's irresponsible statements. And, yeah, Eric's right, he's playing to the base, but you know what? Hey, Rudy, you're not going to play to the base on my buck, and I'm tired of these guys pulling this stuff. We just need to stand up and go, you know what? And it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. Because let me see, Rudy. Let me run this one by you, Rudy. Who do you think would be more qualified to deal with Homeland Security? A, Rudy Giuliani. B, Rush Limbaugh. C, General Wesley Clark. I'd pick C. Oh, but he's a Democrat. Oops. Jeff, in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
It's just more fear and smear. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, he had said it best, you know, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. And people got to realize what Franklin Delano Roosevelt was saying was 100% correct. That way we can get rid of guys like Giuliani. But I was watching C-SPAN last night with Murtha, and, I mean, he put those guys in place. He did a fantastic job. If anybody has an opportunity to watch it, I don't know if you watched it. But,
yeah, I saw him on the floor of the House of Representatives, and he was great.
He was. I mean, there was a lot of senators that stood up that were great, and the 12 that voted against it need to be pointed out and basically put to the task of why they came out against it. And there's another issue about, you know, pork barrel spending. I looked up on Citizens Against Government Waste. It's CAGW.org. And under the Republican watch, the pork barrel spending has doubled. So basically, this president has got a blank check. There's no vetoes, no accountability, and it's time for the blank checks to stop.
I agree 100%. I mean, all of a sudden now, they're screaming and yelling about this. By the way, some of the stuff that's in there has to do with Walter Reed. It has to do with veterans care. But they're yelling and screaming, and they're, you know, oh, it's his pork and blah, blah.
Well, they're taking one thing, and that's the farmers.
Right, exactly. But the thing they never want to acknowledge is the highway bill was loaded with it. And, well, where was Mr. Boehner? Where was all of these folks? Where were they? They were absent. Why?
Because they're not accountable to themselves. They don't want to be accountable to themselves, but they want to hold everybody else accountable. It's not do as I do as I say. And that's the problem with the Republican Party. Also, in 2005, they spent $562 million in farm aid. Okay, and I'm not saying that it wasn't justified. All I'm saying is if you're going to complain about it now, where were you then? And,
Jeff,
and you're absolutely right.
Jeff, what it boils down to is people who live in glass houses don't throw stones. Thanks, pal.
They need to be punched in the mouth with this every day and reminded.
I agree. Thanks.
Take care.
Senator Ken Salazar. We'll talk to him up next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A lot of people tell me that in spring, their lawn is more of a family room than the family room, because it's where the fun is. So I tell them, to keep the fun going strong, build a lawn strong enough to stand up to it with Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from the Scott's Company. Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2 is the most trusted way to build a healthy lawn and get rid of weeds. It deep feeds right to the root with a special blend of nutrients for a stronger, sturdier lawn. The kind that's perfect for running, jumping, romping, you know, living. Plus, it gets rid of weeds completely, including the really tough ones like dandelions. So all you're left with is one healthy lawn. The perfect time to apply Scott's Turf Footer Plus 2? Right now, because those dandelions are starting to pop up as we speak. Apply Turf Footer Plus 2 this weekend and keep the fun and the lawn going strong all season. Learn more at Scotts.com.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Another thou for the Dow is a big wow on the big board.
It's the round number. It's the next milestone.
Wall Street Trader starts work in 30 minutes with the Dow Industrial Average at an all-time high, just a hair below 13,089 after yesterday's triple-digit advance. CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason tells us big corporations are making money hand over fist, and that's feeding the bull run.
You've got a tale of two economies on one level. Corporate America is doing really well, not because the U.S. economy is strong, but because the global economy is really strong. A lot of these profits are coming in from overseas.
Look for a slightly higher opening on Wall Street just ahead of the bell. S&P futures are up 2 points. In Washington, it's on to the Senate for a war spending bill that calls for a troop withdrawal deadline. House Democrats managed to pass the bill last night. The Senate is expected to follow suit. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's a bad bill and won't survive a White House veto.
It's highly demoralizing to our troops and unsettling to our allies.
In Iraq, an Army lieutenant colonel has been charged with aiding the enemy for allegedly giving prisoners unmonitored cell phones and fraternizing with the daughter of one detainee. Former CIA Director George Tenet has come out swinging against critics who accuse the agency of torturing terror suspects. Tenet tells 60 Minutes the aggressive methods of questioning after 9/11 didn't amount to torture and produced information that prevented attacks and saved lives.
Everybody forgets one central context of what we lived through. The palpable fear that we felt on the basis of the fact that there was so much we did not know.
Murder and mayhem have been a fixture on television for years, but some Federal Communications Commission officials believe things have gone too far. The new FCC reports as Congress should clamp limits on TV violence without violating the Constitution. Children's television pioneer Peggy Charon feels the ultimate answer lies much closer to home.
If we don't like what our children have access to these days, the thing to do is to talk to them about it. And censoring television, I always thought, was not the way to do it.
An attempt by two British couples to keep their children from inheriting breast cancer is bound to be controversial. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us why.
Fertility expert Paul Serhal says one of his patients has breast cancer herself and lost her mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother to the disease. He wants to screen her embryos for the breast cancer gene. If one has it, he says...
This embryo will not be transferred.
Serhal says that wouldn't just benefit any babies born after such screening. It would cut the breast cancer gene out of the family line for good. Designer babies, not at all. He argues, just babies born with a better chance of avoiding an early, painful death.
There's no joy for some candy workers.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Hershey is closing a Connecticut plant that makes Mounds and Almond Joy. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Don't risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time professional-looking documents. And WorkLife Rewards members receive 15% back on qualified design, print, and ship depot purchases. Just bring us your document or go online at officedepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand. Minimum purchase spend required. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Finally, the lights are coming back on across the Front Range foothills.
So they've gotten everyone on in Strasburg. They've gotten everyone on to Woodland Park. So the two we have off yet are our conifer district and the home office here in Sedalia.
IREA's Al Simpson says this week's heavy, wet snowstorm knocked out power lines in many mountain towns. Crews are concentrating on the Conifer area and hope to have the power restored to everybody there soon. That wild storm that unleashed rain, hail, and snow in parts of the state gave a slight boost to the statewide snowpack, but didn't do much in the mountains. More than 2 feet of snow fell in parts of the foothills west of Denver, but the statewide snowpack is still only 76% of the 30-year average. And a rocket to be launched into orbit today was created in part by people working at the University of Colorado at Boulder. The Pegasus will monitor cloud formations 50 miles above the Earth's polar regions, looking for signs of, what else, global warming.
They're getting brighter, and they're seen at lower latitudes than ever before. And we need to understand this. We don't need to know why it's happening, and what the relation is to global change and to what we're doing to our atmosphere.
CU faculty, staff, and students all involved in that research program. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, the commute heating up a little bit now. We have a two-car crash eastbound 6th just west of Calumet. It is blocking two lanes, so I would expect some delays getting out of Lakewood approaching I-25. Activity as well, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Pecos, and we have a pretty serious crash off the highway in the Aurora area at Smith and Sable. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, morning sunshine followed by afternoon clouds. Possible thunderstorms by the evening rush and a high of 64. Tonight, some scattered showers with patchy fog and a low of 36. And currently, it's fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers Fuel Centers. Just accumulate $100 in purchases at King Soopers to get 10 cents off each gallon when you fill up. See King Soopers for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hun, can you believe this fine riding mower? Her turning radius is zero. Her engine's a 20-horsepower twin-cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator, so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch. That's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:07. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today 64. All right, let's go directly to the phone and talk to our Colorado senator. I'm talking about the Honorable Ken Salazar. And Senator Salazar, good morning, and thanks for joining us on this busy morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, sir?
I'm great.
All right. We have very little time and a lot of stuff to talk about, so let me just hit all the high points and get the answers from you. First of all, you guys are going to vote today on the Iraq bill. How are you going to vote on that? Yes or no?
I'm going to vote yes on it. Yeah, I think we need a new direction in Iraq, and I think we need to be clear what we are doing in Iraq, and I don't think we've had a plan up to this point in time, and the president will probably veto it, 99% sure. I think he's wrong in doing so because this bill is very supportive of our troops, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as our troops when they come home. Greatly expands the veterans' health care system and does a whole bunch of other things that are really good for our men and women in uniform. I think it's a good bill. I think people should vote for it, and I would hope that the president changes his mind over the weekend and signs it.
If he does veto it, then what?
Well, every signal that he and Dick Cheney have given is that he intends to veto the bill, so I'm not going to be at all surprised if he does veto the bill. Then we'll come back, and it'll be hopefully a negotiation between the White House and us, and we'll try to figure out some language that might work going forward. We don't have the votes to override the president's veto, which means that we need to figure out how it is that we move forward in Iraq. I have told him personally in private as well as in public is that the Iraq Study Group, which was a bipartisan commission, came forward with a path that I think was very clear in how we ought to move forward. And it was a bipartisan recommendation. They spent a year and $1 million with the Institute for Peace trying to figure out
what the best recommendations were for moving forward in Iraq, and yet those recommendations have not been paid attention to by the president. So I think that post-veto, he needs to start looking at Baker Hamilton, and hopefully we'll be able to move forward in that direction.
Alberto Gonzalez, he appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee 75, 76 times. He said he didn't recall. I don't recall. I don't remember. Has your feelings on Alberto Gonzalez changed any, and should he resign?
You know, he, I think, has lost the confidence of the leadership within the Department of Justice and the rank and file members within the department. And so I don't think he's an effective leader of the Department of Justice. But I think even more seriously than that, and that shows bad management and incompetence, I think more seriously than that, there's a very serious question as to how law enforcement has been used here in a way that influenced the outcome of elections. You know, and I'm concerned that it wasn't even him. It was frankly the White House giving direction in some way to the Department of Justice on what they ought to be doing. So I've been working with Senator Pat Lay and others that are continuing to look further into the matter, and there will be additional hearings to try to understand exactly what happened with the U.S. Attorney in New Mexico, David Iglesias.
Okay, so at this particular point, you're not ready to call for his resignation.
Yeah, I met with him for about half an hour yesterday, one on one. I explained to him that he had made some statements in writing that said that there was no political influence in terms of the firing of the U.S. attorneys. I told him that it was hard to believe that, given the timing of what happened in New Mexico with David Iglesias. And I asked for additional information, including investigations that are going on right now within the Department of Justice with the Office of Professional Responsibility that governs the code of conduct over all the U.S. attorneys, as well as a separate investigation by the Office of Inspector General within the department. In addition to those investigations, there also will be additional hearings both in the Senate and in the House on this issue. So, I think we ought to let the investigations work their course. It may be that there were other people involved as well.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have our Senator Ken Salazar on the line. All right, Senator, I want to talk about school safety for a little bit here. You're part of a larger group of other legislators, Barbara Boxer, Frank Lautenberg, Charles Schumer, Dick Durbin. And you guys are working on a measure to make America's schools and colleges safer. Can you talk a little bit about that legislation?
Yeah, ever since Columbine happened, I've been working very hard to try to figure out ways of making our schools safer. And in Colorado, we have made some progress. We have, for example, the Safe to Tell hotlines, which have prevented over 100 incidents of violence from occurring within our schools. We need to expand those kinds of programs into higher education and onto the campuses. But in addition to that, one of the things that we will require in the legislation is that every campus in the nation should have a risk management plan. And we also will require the federal government to issue a set of protocols for campuses to look at as they move forward with trying to create a safer campus. You know, I think for every parent today that has a student in college, it's a concern to them whether or not their children are safe. You know, I think the massacre that occurred at Virginia Tech, for me personally, brought back all the horrors that we lived through at Columbine, and I think we need to do everything we can to learn from it and to prevent it from happening again.
All right, last question, because I know you're busy. I want to talk a little bit, I want you to talk a little bit here about reclaiming groundwater, which I guess is known as produced water, and people may be saying, well, why are you talking to the senator about that? But this has to do with our natural resources here in the West, and millions of gallons of this water is wasted every year. Talk a little bit about that, about conserving energy and about trying to do something about this produced water.
You know, the Well, what happens now is that every time that there's an oil and gas well that's drilled, there's a lot of water that is produced, and it just gets wasted. And so what we want to do is we want to use that water in a productive way. I'll give you a quick example. The town of Wellington actually has started to use some of the water that comes from these wells. We'll be able to have about a 500-year supply of water that is being produced from these wells.
Hmm.
Now, this water is not tributary. It's not connected to any river system. And so the fact that it's water that comes from so far beneath the ground means that it will provide us additional water. Water is a very valuable resource for all of us in the arid West, and we ought to make sure that we're using it as efficiently and wisely as we can, and that's what this bill will do.
Yeah, as time goes on, that's going to be even bigger and a bigger bigger issue. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I just got to tell you, as one of your constituents, I'm very proud you're going to vote for this bill today in the Senate on the Iraq War. I really am, and I thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Jay. We have a lot of work to do on Iraq, and we it has not gone well. It's been a malfunctioning enterprise on the part of the Bush administration, and our efforts are going to be to try to put the wheels back on the bus in a way that brings our troops home.
I agree. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Jay.
All right. There's Senator Ken Salazar. And he plans to vote yes today in the Senate on the funding bill for the war for Iraq that does require this administration to answer up. And you're going to hear all kinds of stuff today. And a lot of that stuff's going to be coming from the other side, the right-wing yackers, who are going to get on and they're going to accuse us of all kinds of things. Meanwhile, they have no visible plan to present us about this subject. They don't have any plan to get out. And Wayne Allard is quoted this morning in the Denver Post as saying that the funding measure is a surrender document. I must continue to vote against any legislation that sets arbitrary deadlines and thresholds in Iraq. So maybe we should call Wayne Allard's office and maybe we should ask him, well, who are we surrendering to? Because you have Shia and Sunni fighting each other. So who are we surrendering to? And by the way, are you then saying, since you're against any arbitrary deadlines and thresholds, are you then saying that what you should do as a senator and what the Congress should do and what the American people should do, what we should do as taxpaying, hardworking folks, is we should just give the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue a blank check to do whatever it is that they want to do. Well, usually logic dictates, Senator Allard, that if you're going to give somebody more money, if you're going to give them a blank check, then they usually have to produce results. I mean, I think that it has always been your position and the position of the members of your party that you got to have results, that you got to have results, that you got to have results. And if the program doesn't work, we have to get rid of it. Well, why is that so when it comes to everything else, but it's not so when it comes to what's going on in Iraq? And now, if you look at the Wall Street Journal, which is not a liberal institution, the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, go look at and see what the statistics are there of what people say about, one, the direction of the country. I think it's now down around anywhere from, I think, 25 to 27%. Now believe that we're headed in the right direction, so it's down even again. And how about the handling of Iraq on the part of the administration? It's now down to 22%, as I recall. 22%. It's shrinking. Because more and more people are beginning to wake up, and they're beginning to say, wait a minute. The military executes. And they have done a wonderful job. They have done more than anybody could ask for. But this is not a military state. It's the civilian structure that directs the policy. And the direction of the policy these last 4 years has been horribly, horribly, terribly misguided. And we need to make some change of course. So, Mr. Allard, in all due respect, Senator Wayne Allard, and I would say this to all of my colleagues down the hall at the other two radio stations, if your belief is that we can't possibly get out, if your belief is that we can't possibly, quote-unquote, leave, then I would just ask you this question, okay? What is your formula for getting results here? How do you intend to fix this? Or do you intend that we just do the same thing every single day and hope for the best? And maybe that's the way you feel, and maybe it's your party affiliation and your political pride and your ego that won't allow you to admit that there's a wrong. But we just had a 19-year-old kid from Colorado Springs here killed the other day in Iraq. That's an awful, awful big price to pay for ego.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to present music director Michael Butterman, the Boulder Chorale, and guest vocalists in the final show of the 2006-2007 season this Saturday night at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Join the Boulder Philharmonic for its Beethoven Symphony Celebration. Tickets are selling fast. Call the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra box office today at 303-449-1343, extension 2. That's 303-449-1343, extension 2, or log on to boulderphil.org.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The final days of the famous Joseph A. Bank $1.99 sale. All executive suits, regularly $4.95, now $1.99. Select sport coats and executive blazers, only $1.99. Even all tuxedo separates, $1.99. That's a jacket with perfectly matched pants, only $1.99. Plus, a huge selection of signature suits, regularly $7.95, now $2.99. How about all executive pinpoint dress shirts? $3 for $99. And all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, $29. The famous Joseph A. Bank $1.99 sale. Suits, sport coats, even tuxedos, $1.99. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Clean, efficient propane. Propane cooktops heat instantly and have greater temperature control. No wonder 9 out of 10 chefs prefer gas for home cooking. For more information, visit usepropane.com. Propane, exceptional energy.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta.
Hooray!
It's the 20th annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park on Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th. Don't miss out on authentic Mexican cuisine, mariachi music, and live entertainment. Stop by the AM760 tent on Saturday to meet Jay Marvin and on Sunday to meet the Colorado Crush Girls. For more information on all the weekend's festivities and highlights, log on to AM760.net. Celebrate culture at Cinco de Mayo with AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 724, 24 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. You can instant message me at AM760.net, get podcasts, and generally enjoy the website. Chance of thundershowers, thunderstorms today, about a 30% chance. Otherwise, look at it outside. It's beautiful. High of 64. I was going to move into something else, but if you want to continue to talk about Iraq, if you want to talk about the vote yesterday in the House and also the vote pending today in the Senate, I'd love to talk to you about this. 303-713-7600. There's not a day doesn't go by somebody doesn't email me and doesn't say, well, gee, I mean, you're not talking about it enough. And I honestly, I don't know what more there is to say about this other than I don't know about you, but it's killing me. This whole thing is killing me. And then there's Laura Bush's quote from yesterday. How long is that? Do we have time to squeeze that in before I go to Art? Yeah, this is, and I'd like to get your reaction to this too. Do you buy what she's saying here? She's on the Today Show, I guess, yesterday morning. And this is what she's saying about her husband and their feelings about and his feelings about Iraq.
You know the American people are suffering, watching.
Oh, I know that very much. And believe me, no one suffers more than their president. And I do when we watch this.
You believe that? See, I was asking the question yesterday. Why doesn't this guy go to any funerals? I mean, he can show up at Virginia Tech, but go to funerals? Well, I guess he just doesn't have time for that. And I always get the feeling that we're hiding our dead, which is another thing that makes me angry. Art in Denver. Art, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Art. How about you?
I'm a little nervous, so I'm going to have to take a couple breaths while I'm talking.
Okay.
I'm a stark conservative, but I want the troops out of Iraq. I want our soldiers out because we're not fighting a war. We're not. Soldiers have like rules of engagement. They have to say excuse me before they shoot. They're putting themselves in so much danger. I mean, wars are fought and there's collateral damage. We're not allowed to have collateral damage, so we can't fight the war like a war. Our soldiers are walking around and they're just, you know, they're like clay pigeons because we're not allowed to engage. I mean, you know, when we fought Japan, we dropped that bomb, and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of collateral damage, but we saved 150,000 of our soldiers. Because if we would have invaded Japan instead of dropping the bomb, we'd probably still be fighting there. You understand what I'm saying? Because those people would have never given up.
I do understand what you're saying.
So why fight? Why do it at all? Get out.
Well, why? Okay, first of all, look, let's look at a couple of things. Number one, I don't think our men and women are supposed to go from neighborhood to neighborhood and act like police officers. That's not what they're supposed to do. That's number one. Number two, we could just spend 10 hours on whether we should be there or we shouldn't be there. I've had this argument, why we went, and I've had this argument with a gazillion people. But here's the thing. Results. We have had no results.
That's true.
And the third thing, how do you surrender when the people that you're in the middle of are fighting, basically, over their own country? It's not like World War II where,
I know.
We could right throw up our hands and go, okay, well, listen, we turn the Solomon Islands over to the Japanese.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
I know, because there's only one enemy. I think we have three enemies there. We have the Iraqi people. We have the Sunnis, whatever the others are. And then you have the Al-Qaeda. I don't know which one we're fighting. Get out. I mean, let the chips fall where they may. Let them, it's a civil war, let them fight their civil war. Let one side win or the other side win. I don't know what's gonna, I don't know what the country's gonna end up. I don't know why we didn't just go in, defeat Sudan, and get the hell out. Not even kill him. Fine. He saw his lesson, he learned his lesson, he knows we're not gonna fool around. Done. Get out. Go home. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why do we, I don't even know why we went there in the first place.
I don't either. I really don't. This guy was an idiot, this Saddam Hussein. I mean, it just boggles my mind. Why do it? Why do it when you aren't going to do it 100%? It's like this state that I just moved to, Denver. They have the same attitude. I'm a gambler, okay? And they have casinos. But they make the casinos in a position where for 4 months you can't even get to them. They make it a $5 limit. They don't go 100%. Why do it at all? It's the same attitude I have about that. Why do something that you're trying to build something for income for the state, and then you do everything to create that you can't make any money in it? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Either do it or don't do it.
Well, I've never been
same
able to...
Thing with,
I've,
same
I've,
thing with the war.
I've never been able to understand that. You know, that whole gambling thing, I've talked about that on the air before. Look, you know what? If you and I want to go gamble, and if we want to play table games, and we want to get into all of that stuff, okay, that's our business. It's nobody else's business. And this idea that they have to protect us from ourselves is BS. So, you know what, Art? Let's get together and go to Las Vegas, man. I'm ready.
Well... As soon as I hit the bad beat, we'll go.
Okay, call me back when you get the beat, man. Call me back, and then we'll be sitting right.
You'll be first class right next to me.
You got it, brother.
Okay.
Talk to you.
Bye bye.
You can't go gamble because you'll spend your mortgage payment and your rent, and gambling is a sin.
Oh, excuse me, I'm drinking. I'm sorry. Isn't that a sin, too? 7:31, it's 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and I agree with Art, too. I mean, we need to get out. We need to get out of Iraq. Since we're talking about the war funding bill today that the Senate's going to vote on. Any comments you got on it? 303-713-7600. Speaking of sin, let's go to Sin Central and check out traffic. But Gina, you don't want to reply to that? Now certainly,
That's funny. Now certainly
you're not against Art and I going gambling, are you?
I'm not familiar with the story, but
no, there is no story. I mean, don't you think gambling should be legal?
Legal?
Yeah, I'm a consenting adult. Why can't I go gamble?
Everywhere? Anywhere?
Sure. Why not? Well, okay, you can't obviously have a slot machine in a grade school. but I'm talking about being reasonable. I don't know.
I'm conflicted about it, honestly.
How can you be conflicted? How can you be conflicted? Because how can you say that I can't? It's my money. What do you care what I do? As long as I don't kill you. As long as I don't hurt anybody. What am I going to go gamble and go blind?
That's true, but, you know, it does hurt a lot of people.
Oh, like who?
Well, it hurts the poor, I think.
Yeah, but if the poor want to spend their money or... the lower middle class or the middle class, and they want to spend their money, and they want to buy, you know, they want to go play some poker or something, or they want to go play 21, or they want to pull a slot handle, or they want to go watch a ball bounce around on a roulette table. What's wrong with that? There's a lot of things that hurt people. You could make that argument about everything, including fast food.
I guess. I think for some people it's really an addiction. And
well, then they have to handle that addiction.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm conflicted about it because, you know, I've been to Atlantic City, I've been to Las Vegas, and, you know, I haven't spent a lot of money, but, you know, I've pulled a slot machine or two, and,
no.
You know, it's been fun.
No, you?
Me.
You went to Las Vegas?
Believe it?
Did you go see,
oh, I love Las Vegas.
Did you go see Wayne Newton?
Dunkashane.
Stop it.
Darling Dunkashane.
Did you? Okay. You know what, Gina, you don't have the right to stop me from gambling. I want to gamble. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
Get some civil libertarianism in you, please.
All right.
All right.
Well, we'll get back to this talking to people, folks about Iraq, so hang on. 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Traffic, Gina.
We have delays getting out of Lakewood. Two-car crash eastbound 6th west of Kalamath, blocking two lanes. You can expect those backups extending from Wadsworth toward I-25. Little activity eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike east of Federal. And out of town, northbound 25 north of Greenland, affected by a problem there. We also had a crash. Fast lanes block both directions, 285 just north of Conifer. Your weather outlook today looks like it'll be a nice morning, but we'll see some afternoon clouds rolling in. Possible thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 64, currently fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
60 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
Thanks to you, 9 News at 7 and 8 a.m. is off to a great start on my 20 Comcast Channel 3.
It is. More and more of you are following us from Channel 9 to Channel 20 starting at 7 every day.
So why choose to make the switch?
Well, you get us, the 9 News morning team.
Yeah, the same team you've depended on for years on a new channel at a new time.
So true, and you get new choices, a new choice for weather.
Oh, yeah, and a new spin on sports.
And, of course, the best business and consumer news.
Nine News.
At 7 and 8 a.m. on My 20, Comcast Channel 3.
Wouldn't it be great to have a job you can do from your own home? Well, listen carefully, because we're looking for self-motivated, energetic people to join our team of home-based travel agents. There's never been an easier way to make money. Simply direct your friends and family to your personal travel website, where they can book all their travel needs for less than those big name brands, while you earn generous commissions. We'll even provide the site. And when your friends see how much they can save using your travel site, they'll be sure to tell their friends and family. And as a travel agent, you can take advantage of thousands of wonderful perks, including free upgrades, discounts, and reduced fares. Call today, and we'll send you free Pete Billick's best-selling book on how you can make money working from home. It's yours free just for calling. Call 1-800-680-8432. Pete Billick's best-selling book, yours free just for calling. 1-800-680-8432. 1-800-680-8432.
Tonight, we left.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go.
Comedy Night Done Right is back, and it's all new. Starting with My Name is Earl going back to high school. And An Office Crisis with Michael stuck in the middle.
They're trying to make me an escape code.
Then the season finale of 30 Rock with special guest Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. And a heart-stopping moment for Alec Baldwin.
The big one.
Followed by Scrubs and ER. An all-new Comedy Night Done Right. NBC tonight.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hun, can you believe this fine riding mower? Her turning radius is zero. Her engine's a 20-horsepower twin-cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator, so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch. That's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
On a warm summer's eve.
Oh, God, nausea.
On a train bound.
Kenny Rogers.
Met up with a camera. We were both too tired to
sleep. AM 760 presents these greatest pop country hits.
My sister went to this concert last year. He was here in town.
He is awful.
Is this a yawner or what?
Oh, he's terrible. I had to play this crap on the air as a country disc jockey, and it was the worst. Kenny Rogers is like the worst. Ugh. 7:38, 38 minutes.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com. Cornsupplies.com today.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I use Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Get the truth about family housing from the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Why? 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 What are we hiding? Here's Monty in Littleton. Monty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I cannot believe that she actually said that. You know, that was almost as mean and callous as when Barbara Bush mentioned those poor people. They would have been better off. They're better off anyways because they're in the dome.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that's right. I've forgotten about that. Sure.
Oh, God, they're just maddening, you know. You know, I wanted to talk about this Wayne Allard thing, too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just called up Wayne Allard's office, too, and I asked them to support the new Senate bill that's coming out today for this vote. And also I demanded an apology from Wayne Allard. And, of course, you know, they didn't say anything about it. But, you know, it is just so sad what is going on in this country. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, George Bush is a traitor to this country and our people. I mean, look at this. We have yesterday Nancy Pelosi said if we were to stop the war today, it would have costed us $1.2 trillion. And, you know, all they're doing is just sinking all this money into that black hole abyss called Iraq, you know, and meanwhile, we're dealing with potholes here where we're only spending, I think, less than something like 0.2% of our GDP on infrastructure in
the
country.
Yeah, the bill for the city of Denver to fix these potholes, this is what was revealed this morning about this, $20 million, I believe. And I also believe that it's going to take 4 years for them to do this. And I remember the days when you would go to a third world country, and one of the first things you'd notice, you'd say to yourself, oh, man, what's up with these roads? Now, you drive around here, and you drive across the country, and you're right, the infrastructure is crumbling, the roads are getting bad, and it's terrible. It's absolutely godforsakenly terrible.
It is. And, you know, these Republicans, you know, they want to call us treasonous. That is treasonous right there. They have not lifted a single finger to help out the American people and our way of life. And, you know, remember when Gore was talking in front of the Senate with Barbara Boxer and James Inhofe was sitting there? It's been estimated, I think, last time I heard that if we were to totally get this country energy independent just on electricity needs, you know, to build these wind and solar collectors, we'd need a landmass of 100 square miles, and that's it. That's it. You know, somewhere in the desert, we would be completely energy independent, and it would cost between $300 and $400 billion. Well, now we don't have anything like that. Now they're going to escape. They're all going to move to the United Arab Emirates and take all of our money with us. We're going to have to start all over again. You know, it's just
wait a minute. Don't get crazy now. Who's going to move to the United Arab Emirates?
No, I'm just saying that you know, it just seems like George Bush's brother. What's his name?
Neil.
Neil. He lives over there.
Don't read those grandiose schemes into things, and
all
that's
right.
Not gonna, you know, that's neither here nor there. The problem is, here's the problem. The problem is this: you only have so much resource. You can only put it so many places, and then you don't have any more. I don't know what, you know, what the total cost of the war will be at the end, because I don't think anybody can make that determination, because we don't know what goes on and what's going to go on for the next couple of years, so we don't have any idea. But we are going to have to spend money, more than we're spending now, on all of these men and women who are going to return with all of these problems generated out of Iraq, and we should spend the money, and we should take care of them. So I'm not complaining about that at all. I'm saying that it's a good thing, but we need to be prepared to take that on. We've got other things going on in the country that have to be taken care of, and we also have an important thing called Homeland Security, and that's going to require more money. And so we need the money for this stuff, and the whole thing boils down to simply this. Nobody is going to give somebody money in any kind of a proposition if there's no return on your dollar. And there's no return on our dollar, and there's no justification for the current course in Iraq. It's as simple as that. And I'd like to try that out on my conservative friends.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And, you know, Jay, can I make one more comment?
Monty, I'd love to let you do that, but I got other people hanging on, and they really got to get a turn.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks.
Well, have a good day, Jay.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Good, good. Remember the old movie, The Stepford Wives?
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
Doesn't Laura Bush fit that perfectly?
Well,
I mean, she walks around with that pasty smile on her face all the time and says stupid things like she just said on the TV yesterday. It's like she's had a brain transplant.
Well, I'm torn about this. Let me tell you why I'm torn about this. On one hand, I'm willing to wager you, but I don't know this for a fact, and I don't have, unless you want to look at if you want to look at the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, where support for the policy is down dramatically, down to like 22% now. But I'm torn about this because, on one hand, this is what she should do. She should stand by the person she's married to like he should stand by her. And if she were the president and he weren't the president and he was asked this, he should say exactly the same thing. But the other side of it is, do you think that the average person who sees that, do you think that they buy that? Do you think they buy that? And how can you make that statement when you, A, haven't gone to any funerals, B, you don't have anybody in your immediate family, i.e. your two daughters, who are involved with this? How can you make that statement? Because I don't think the majority, and I don't have anything to point to except that NBC Wall Street Journal poll, I don't think the majority of Americans buy that argument. Do you think they buy it?
No. 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 It's obvious, and it's obvious that he doesn't pay attention to what's going on around the country either. And as far as Wayne Allard is concerned, may as well take a cardboard cutout of him with the sign that says, "I vote with George Bush," and put that in his chair in Washington and save a lot of money.
Well, I think that Wayne Allard and I think that the state GOP has to answer up for this foolishness. And what they'll do is they'll try to drag us into a discussion about affirmative action. They'll try to drag us off in some other, you know, direction. But I think we have to hold steady, and we have to make them stand, and we have to make them answer. I mean, we have to make Marilyn Musgrave, and we have to make Doug Lamborn, and we have to make Tom Tancredo, and we have to make these folks answer as to why they feel the way they do, and to explain to us and stop using these ridiculous terms like surrender document when you can't surrender when you're in the middle of a civil war. How are you surrendering? Well, you're surrendering to people whose country it is. Wayne Allard's statement's ridiculous.
Well, and according to Bush, mission accomplished 3 years ago, or was it 4 years ago?
4 years ago. And that was, of course, the Top Gun incident. All right, man.
The mission is accomplished. What are we staying there for?
I agree. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Well, maybe Wayne Allard's a better veterinarian than he is a senator. Oh, maybe we should do that as a question. Let's have a character assassination question on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We can be just like right-wing talk radio, and we can have like a character assassination question. Okay, if you had a sick dog, or you had a sick cat, or you had a sick horse, or any other animal, would you take it to Wayne Allard to have it diagnosed, or would you not trust him? What would your answer be? I personally would go to Dr. Labonte. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina in traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Biggest problem we have right now is this jam up on eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue extending from Wadsworth toward I-25. That's due to a two-car crash that was blocking a couple of lanes just west of Calumet. So watch out for that. Looks like we have at least one left lane blocked now. And again, those big backups. Outside the city, had a problem northbound 25 at Greenland, north of Greenland. Looks like that's been cleared. US 285, though, left lane still blocked both directions north of Conifer. And we did have a minor wreck eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike east of Federal. Weather today, looks like it'll be a beautiful morning. Afternoon clouds, thunderstorms possible. High of 64, currently fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, conservative Keith Lockfitch is going to drop by to discuss the abortion ban, the recent Supreme Court ruling. Should that law have been overturned? Don't miss Jonathan Cohen. He's going to be visiting with us about the untold story of America's health care crisis and the people who really pay the price. And as always, the best of the rest of the news, that and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You need a new car. You need to get to Gebhardt Saab in Boulder. Just stop by the Gebhardt Saab showroom today and test drive a newer pre-owned vehicle. With rebates of $3,000, you can now get into a new 2007 Saab 9.3 2.0 Turbo for only $22,995. The car that's earned the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's Gold Award 3 years in a row for only $22,995. View the entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit on the web at gebauto.com. That's gebauto.com. Saab. Born from jets.
Ellen's brought you the stars. Now see how they live.
I have money, and I drink out of a giant glass.
She gets you inside this $30 million Hollywood mansion.
That was fun. Theme shower for 15. Let's see how many people we can fit in there.
Plus...
I'm so happy to be here with Ellen Generous.
Robin Williams.
I feel so good about my new Botox.
We've never seen him have this much fun.
How about it, Ellen?
All new Ellen.
Today at 3 on Channel 9. And later on 9 to 10.
Oh, I just love our new motorhome. It cost a pretty penny, let me tell you. But since we got out of paying Colorado sales tax, we saved thousands. You know, the RV dealer showed us an easy way to set up a phony business in Montana. And boom, no taxes. Now we drive all over Colorado without paying anything to support it. It might be just a little illegal, but I don't care. And no one in Colorado seems to care either. So who does it hurt, really? Am I right?
A 9 Wants to Know investigation starting tonight on 9 News at 10.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee. All at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear, available at the Home Depot. And please, follow directions on label.
Tonight, we left.
Battle stations, everybody, let's go.
Comedy Night Done Right is back, and it's all new. Starting with My Name is Earl going back to high school. And an office crisis with Michael stuck in the middle.
They are trying to make me an escape code.
Then the season finale of 30 Rock with special guest Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. And a heart-stopping moment for Alec Baldwin.
The big one.
Followed by Scrubs and ER. An all-new Comedy Night Done Right. NBC tonight.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hun, can you believe this fine riding mower? Her turning radius is zero. Her engine's a 20-horsepower twin-cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch. That's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jets, thunderstorms, high today 64. Congressman Mark Udall coming up in the next hour. And I was asking the question about why George W. Bush doesn't go to any funerals. George, in Aurora, has got an answer. George, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
What I'm wondering is which number would he have to go to? Or would he go to all 33 of the funerals? Would he
What do you mean all 33?
Well, I mean, 33. In Virginia, 32, 33 were murdered.
I wasn't talking about Virginia. I was talking about the soldiers that have been killed in Iraq.
Well, yesterday you were discussing.
No, yesterday. No, no, no. Yesterday
you were discussing the lowering of the flag.
What I said was he has time to go to Virginia Tech for a memorial, but he does not apparently have time, nor has he ever, other than I believe the Pat Tillman situation, which we now have found out isn't true, but he never goes to any of the funerals. Now, why doesn't
he fly into Colorado Springs?
Yes.
And he should also go to every veteran's funeral?
Yes, as many as he can. That's right.
So wouldn't he just be on going every single day?
Well, if that's what it takes, then that's what he ought to do. Because you know what? Have you ever heard of the idea of a happy medium? No one is saying that he would have to go to every single one, but you don't think that it's strange that he's never gone to any?
Well, how many did Clinton go?
Well, Clinton wasn't involved in Iraq. Don't go to Clinton. Yeah, we're talking about George W. Bush.
We have actions throughout the world.
Okay.
Soldiers have been killed forever.
Okay, were we in a war in Iraq when Bill Clinton was the president?
No.
Okay, are we in a war in Iraq now?
Even though he did some actions against
Iraq. All right, but are we in a war in Iraq now?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Now, if you're the commander-in-chief, and you're the one who makes the decisions to send 19-year-olds off to give their lives, you don't think it's too much to ask that he attend
3,000 funerals?
I didn't say 3,000. I said attend an occasional funeral, or do you think that that's out of line?
I don't know how you would pick which one.
How about this? How about picking it where it fits in to your schedule?
Well, like I said, I think one that would have been Someone's funeral would have been a very good one that he would go to. I'm sure
there are funerals in the Washington D.C. area. Do you think he could go to one of those?
I don't know if
well, what do you mean you don't know?
President's duty to go to funerals.
Well, what do you mean you don't know? What do you mean you don't know?
I've never known presidents throughout go to funerals.
Oh, excuse me. What about Lyndon Johnson?
I don't know.
What about Lyndon Johnson?
How many funerals did he
do? I don't have the idea of the number, but I know he went.
What do you mean you don't?
Well, because I don't. I have to go look it up. But I know. I know that he went. So you're telling me that if there's a funeral in the Washington D.C. area, that George W. Bush can't take time out to go to one of those, and so therefore we're supposed to believe the idea that he understands the pain and suffering. He understands the pain and suffering, yet he's never been to a funeral. You expect us to buy that? I mean, if you do, it's okay.
Would the left consider it a photo op?
It's not a left or right issue, and it doesn't have anything to do with a photo op. You can easily do it and not have any media there because you set down the ground rules.
I agree with you there.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call.
It is not the custom.
Oh, it's not the custom?
President.
Okay. You know what? Then go find me the information where it's not the custom. I beg to differ with you, and I thank you for the call. 7:58. And I am going to talk about the flag and soldiers coming up next, and we'll also talk to Congressman Mark Udall. Thanks, George, for your call. I appreciate it. Enjoy.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Nearest you and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. The Home Depot has all the Scott's Turf Builder products you need to keep the fun and the lawn going strong all season.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
CBS News, I'm Frank Cetapani.
It's bad. I mean, it is pretty horrible.
As many as 8 people have been killed in a rush hour pileup in the westbound lanes of the Indiana Toll Road east of South Bend. A woman who drove by the crash site says debris is scattered all over the roadway. WSBTV's Ed Ernstus has more from the scene.
There is a white pickup truck that is off the road, and I was told that there were several people in that who are now deceased. There is also a van that is lodged under the rear of one of the semis. Right now, emergency crews are trying to pull that out to see if indeed there are any victims inside the van.
Breaking news from Atlanta, a grand jury has indicted 3 current and former Atlanta police officers in the shooting death of a 92-year-old woman during a botched drug raid last year. The charges include felony murder. Turn on a show like 24, and you're sure to find a lot of action. Too much for some members of the Federal Communications Commission. A new FCC report says Congress could regulate TV violence without violating the First Amendment. Cliff Kincaid with Accuracy in Media doesn't think that's a good idea.
I believe we ought to keep Congress out of this because Congress will go after the wrong problem and will probably use this kind of report as an excuse to try to regulate the media in even broader ways.
The Justice Department is asking an appeals court to limit the access defense lawyers have to terror suspects held at Guantanamo Bay. Kenneth Roth with Human Rights Watch disagrees with the government's reasoning.
The Bush administration claims that the lawyers are provoking unrest among the detainees by giving them information about the outside world, when in fact the detainee unrest clearly is due to utter despair at being held for 5 years with no end in sight.
If you're a Democrat running for the White House, Orangeburg, South Carolina is the place to be. CBS's Peter Mayer tells us why.
It will be the first major Democratic debate of the early campaign. Some say it's all starting too soon, 9 months before the first Southern primary, but South Carolina Democratic Chairman Joe Irwin says voter interest is already driven by concerns about Iraq.
The war and how long it's dragged on and the uncertain resolution of it.
The economy is also a major issue in South Carolina where unemployment is high. Tonight, all of the Democratic presidential contenders will have an early opportunity to connect with voters in a state that will play a major role in next year's election.
A few minutes from now, President Bush will honor Teacher of the Year Andrea Peterson, 33-year-old music teacher from Granite Falls, Washington, earned high marks for creating a band program with almost no money for instruments or supplies. But Peterson says she can't understand what the fuss is about.
The first thing that came to my mind is, like, I know better teachers just in my own school building.
In early Wall Street trading, the stock market is digesting yesterday's big gains. The Dow Industrial Average is down 9 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Nerlman,
I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Got a question. What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo! Now I have an answer. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Thought so. Honda Certified Used Cars. It's the next best thing to new. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An activist group says a resident of Boulder is among 4 Americans who've been detained by the Chinese government on Mount Everest, that after they called for independence for Tibet and protested the Beijing Olympics. Students for a Free Tibet say 3 Americans were taken away yesterday after they hung a banner on the world's tallest mountain. Their fate remains unknown. Well, it's spring, and yes, the flood season is here, especially after Tuesday's big storm, flooding forcing a family out of their Weld County home. That after the South Platte River overflowed its banks near Platteville. Waters reached the bottom of a bridge on Colorado 66. But that roadway is still open. Meanwhile, there has been some progress in restoring power to customers in the foothills hit by 2 feet of wet, heavy snow. Power is back on in Strasburg and Woodland Park, but lights are still out in some areas.
Conifer, Aspen Park, Bailey, and over toward Evergreen, but on the south side, south and west of Evergreen. Rosewall Mountain is. We've got a little bit in there yet.
No word yet on when all the power will be restored. About 200 anti-abortion demonstrators gathering at the state capitol yesterday, marking the 40th anniversary of the signing of a Colorado law expanding abortion rights. They were there yesterday pushing for a reversal at the event. Conservative commentator Alan Keyes likened abortion to terrorism. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We have some delays downtown. Southbound 25 at 20th. We've had a garbage truck crash there blocking the right lane, and these backups behind it mean your commute is going to be even tougher getting out of Thornton and North Glen. We have slowing now back to 120th, so be prepared. Still some delays getting out of Lakewood. That was due to that 2-car we had eastbound 6 just west of Kalamath. Weather today, some morning sunshine with afternoon clouds rolling in, thunderstorms possible by the evening rush, high of 64. Right now it is fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 06 Explorer for just $16.9. They sell them for less every day guaranteed, so get your 06 Explorer today for just $16.9 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Can you believe this fine riding mower? Her turning radius is zero. Her engine's a 20-horsepower twin-cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch, that's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:07. It's after 8. Hi today. Gonna be 64. We got about a 30% chance of thundershowers, but right now, clear blue skies. Looks really nice out there. Thanks for joining us this morning. You missed any or part of the program? Go to am760.net. You can get it on podcast. We had Senator Ken Salazar on this morning, and we talked to him about Iraq and about the war funding bill that is going to be voted on today. in the Senate and was voted on yesterday in the House. And we'll talk to Representative Mark Udall, one of my all-time favorite people, and we'll talk to him here in about 30 minutes about that vote. And Bush will most likely veto all of this, and when that happens, then we'll have to see where the Congress decides to go from there. So we've got that coming up. And tomorrow on Friday, we've got a whole variety of things, including I'm going to have on the show, because I got so many emails about this. And I'm not a medical doctor, and I'm not qualified to answer these questions, really. I can only tell you about my experience, but I've had a lot of people ask me about this. We're going to have Dr. Michael Snyder on from Denver Bariatrics. This is not something I normally would do, but a lot of people have asked, and that's about what, John? What are you saying to me? I believe that's in the 7 o'clock hour. And he is going to be on, and we'll talk to him about gastric bypass and lap band, and he could answer questions. So if you have any questions or you know somebody in your family who you're concerned about and may qualify for this, you might want to listen tomorrow morning. Also tomorrow morning, we'll have Christy Harvey here, and we'll talk to her. She went to that White House Correspondents' Dinner, by the way. So we'll ask her what that whole thing was about with how awful Rich Little was, and if she witnessed the Sheryl Crow, Lori David run-in with Karl Rove. We'll have her on tomorrow. And we've got Tom Tangney, who will be here to look at the movies. So we've got all that coming up tomorrow, as well as reaction to the Senate vote today. Yesterday, I was talking about the flag, and John Turk found this, this news story. A U.S. soldier gripes about flags and half mask for Virginia Virginia Tech victims. This is from the Associated Press. And a U.S. Army Sergeant complained in a rare opinion article that the U.S. flag flew at half mast last week at the largest U.S. base in Afghanistan for those killed at Virginia Tech, but the same honor is not given to fallen troops. In the article issued Monday by the Public Affairs Office at Bagram Military Base, north of the Afghan capital of Kabul, Sergeant Jim Wilt lamented his comrades' deaths, and he said they've become a mere blip on the TV screen, lacking the shock factor to be honored by the flag as the deaths at Virginia Tech were. I find it ironic that the flags were flown at half-staff for the young men and women who were killed at VT, yet it is never lowered for the death of a U.S. service member, Wilt wrote. He noted that Bagram obeyed President George W. Bush's order last week that all U.S. flags at federal locations be flown at half-mast through April 22nd to honor 32 people killed at Virginia Tech by the 23-year-old student gunman who then killed himself. I think it's sad that we do not raise the base's flags, a flag to half-staff when a member of our own task force dies. The U.S. Defense Department says 315 service members have died in and around Afghanistan since the U.S.-led offensive that toppled the Taliban regime in late 2001. 198 of them died in combat. NATO's International Security Assistance Force said the flags of all of its troops contributing countries are flown at half-mast for about 72 hours after a service member's death as a mark of respect when there is an ISAF fatality. Sergeant First Class Dean Welsh, who works with Wilt at the U.S.-led Coalition Public Affairs Office, said the essay is a soldier's commentary, not the view of the coalition and not the view of U.S. forces. But I think this guy's got a point. I was talking about it yesterday. I think this guy's got a point. That here in the state of Colorado, that I think we ought to be engaged in either two things. We ought to, number one, lower the flag to half-mast when somebody from Colorado is killed in Iraq or Afghanistan. And then there's also the thought that we should get the flags lowered permanently until this war is over with and we stop losing lives. Now, is that an anti-war statement? No. No, it's not. What it's intended to be is it's intended to be a statement about support for the troops and and about the idea that every life we lose is a precious life. That these men and women who give their lives, and they do it on a voluntary basis, that they have hopes and desires, they have wishes, they have families, they've got memories, they've got aspirations, they've got all those things. And now they're gone. Like the 19-year-old from Colorado Springs who was killed the other day in Iraq. There's a perfect example. And if you don't listen to the news, if you don't read the print media, if you don't listen, depending on your political orientation, if you don't listen to talk radio or you don't listen to whatever that deals in the news, it's very, very easy to tune all of this out and to not be aware that it's going on. And sometimes all of us need to do that. Sometimes all of us need to leave this stuff alone for a while, because a constant bombardment of it, it's not good for your mental health. But we do need to realize that men and women are not only laying their lives on the line in service of this country, but also that they're over there giving up part of their life. So they put their lives on hold, and what we end up doing here is there's no sacrifice required of us whatsoever. What sacrifice required of us? Nothing. Now, if you've got a family member over there, then that's a whole different ballgame, because then you're being required to put out the ultimate sacrifice. But for a lot of people, there's no sacrifice. We just go on about our lives. Somebody once said that the U.S. military is engaged in a war here. We're not. And that person's right. There are no visible signs here that anything is going on. And we certainly don't have the kind of mobilization and the kind of thing going on that we had going on in this country that most of us learned out of history books about World War II. We don't have any scrap drives. We don't have Rosie the Riveter. We don't have any of that stuff. We've got none of that stuff going on. We don't have a draft. We don't have any of those things. So it's possible. It's possible to get up every single morning and lead your life and not have any idea what's going on or any clue as to what's happening. And particularly if you get up and you listen to most music stations. Yeah, they have a little spot of news, but you can always turn that down. And the majority of the day, they don't have any news. So you can plug into, I don't know, name some stations. Cozy, KYGO, The Wolf, KBCO, KCUV, any of those stations. You can plug into those and dial out, or use your iPod, or use your CD player. And nothing. And what I think we ought to do is, I think we ought to change that. And I was looking under flag protocol this morning. And the governor has got the power. And he can be compelled by the legislature, either a binding or a non-binding resolution, to do this. And I think we ought to do it. Because I think we owe those men and women something more than just lip service. And driving around with a plastic ribbon on the back of your automobile, that doesn't take anything. And I'd like people to be aware of exactly what's at stake here and what's going on. And like I was talking last half hour about President Bush not going to any of these funerals, you know, we don't see the coffins, we don't see any of these things, and I get this feeling, and maybe you disagree with me and you think I'm totally wrong, but I get this feeling that we're basically hiding this, that we're basically not really coming to grips with the full aspect of what's going on here. I'm not trying to make an anti-war statement. I'm not trying to get into a whole political statement here with this. I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in doing is I'm interested in saying to people living here in Colorado that we have men and women from this state that are over there and that they don't have to be there. They volunteered to go and that we owe them something. And one of the things we owe them is a recognition that they're there. And we owe them respect and honor. And especially if they lose their lives, we owe it to them. And I don't think that's unreasonable. And I'd love for you to weigh in on this if you think I'm crazy or not. You think I'm wrong. 303-713-7600. And I think, in the end, I think we should get together and we should campaign.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to present music director Michael Butterman, the Boulder Chorale, and guest vocalists in the final show of the 2006-2007 season this Saturday night at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Join the Boulder Philharmonic for its Beethoven Symphony Celebration. Tickets are selling fast. Call the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra box office today at 303-449-1343. Extension 2. That's 303-449-1343, extension 2, or log on to boulderphil.org.
25 near 20th, so be prepared. Weather today, nice morning with thunderstorms and clouds arriving by afternoon, looking for a high of 64. Currently, it's fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the Italian BMT sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
8:20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for stringing along with us this morning. You bust your butt. Most of us do. Most of us work pretty hard. And you could use a break. And you can get that when it comes to buying a car from Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. And they've got an early bird sale coming up again this Saturday. Gates open at 8 a.m. You want to buy, you want to save, you got to get out there early. Because first folks in the gate are the first folks that are going to get their hands on the bargains. And what am I talking about here? I'm talking about stock number 68317. Here's a 1995 Lincoln Town Car, four-door, sale priced $995. Yeah, I had to look at it twice because I didn't believe it. $995. And why is the price so cheap? Well, it's an incentive and a thank you to Rocky's customers. And to also earn new business if you've never tried Rocky's. This car is fully inspected. Colorado admissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter. Here's stock number 68422, a 2004 Chevy Classic four-door. This car is $5,995. Same thing. Fully inspected and winterized, Colorado emissions tested, AC power window, power locks, power mirrors, tilt, cruise, AM, FM, CD. Here's a 2001 Jeep Cherokee four-door, stock number 68095, $4,995, and this thing is loaded. And it's first come, first served, so you got to get there by 8 o'clock. Look for my friends, the Al Shears. Look for Spanky Herrera. Look for all my buds out of Rockies. They'll take care of you. That's the early bird sale, and it starts this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. You got to get there. Make sure you're there early if you want some of these deals, and I don't have time to give you all of them. But there's a ton of them here. Get out there, 63rd and Federal.
It's the final days of the famous Joseph A. Bank 199 sale. All executive suits, regularly $4.95, now $1.99. Select sport coats and executive blazers, only $1.99. Even all tuxedo separates, $1.99. That's a jacket with perfectly matched pants, only $1.99. Plus, a huge selection of signature suits, regularly $7.95, now $2.99.
$2.99. How about all executive pinpoint dress shirts? $3 for $99. And all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, $29. The famous Joseph A. Bank, $1.99 sale. Suits, sport coats, even tuxedos, $1.99. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Changing the way night turns into day. AM 760 Progressive Talk has a new look at night.
And I want to share it with you.
It's Alan Combs, tonight at 9, followed by the Lionel Show at midnight.
You're on the Lionel Show.
Mark Riley has your overnight at 3. And it's the Bill Press Show from 4 a.m. till J at 6 a.m.
It is the Bill Press Show.
It's your new look at night and overnight.
We are the country that can get it done.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, God bless you.
And AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thanks for joining us. Chance some thunderstorms, high at 64. Congressman Mark Udall coming up at in about 4 or 5 minutes. We'll talk to him about the vote in the House yesterday and about the Iraq War and about the duel between Congress and the White House. Congress just trying to do its job. The White House, of course, being I don't want to use that word if I don't know how to use it. Being stubborn, is that the word I want to use? Yeah, being stubborn. And I'm talking about this U.S. soldier that in Afghanistan that penned this article, this opinion about why we fly flags at half-staff for Virginia Tech, but we don't do it when they lose somebody over there. And my idea would be to fly the flag at half-mast here in Colorado, similar to what I was talking about yesterday. Every time we lose somebody. Or the other alternative of that would be to do it all until the war is over with. But I think either idea is good, but I think we need to do something here. 303-713-7600. And I'm not meaning it as a political statement. I'm meaning it as a sign of respect and acknowledgement and also illustrating that these folks that are doing this, I mean, their lives are precious. Corey in Watkins. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm not too bad, sir. I want to thank you for making both the point about President Bush. A, he should attend funerals. Maybe he can't go to every single one. He could go to two or three a week. If he believes in this war so much that he can show that he gives a damn about the people he sends over there to die.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're right about the stickers. I'm tired of seeing those. That's not enough. There is no Rosie the Riveter. There's nothing that the American people are being asked to do to sacrifice for this war. I'm telling you, one thing would be great to do. Every sports event that happens in this country should take a few moments to honor those who have fallen for this war. Every single sports event. I don't mean Colorado. I mean the entire nation.
Something yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, anything that would show, Jay. I mean, maybe that's a bad example or maybe it's a good example, but there's plenty of examples that could be talked about. Last time on Bill Maher, they said real quick that they showed the bodies of these kids at Virginia Tech, and that's a horrible, horrible thing that happened there. But why can't we see the bodies of men and women who have died in Iraq?
Well,
what are they keeping us from, Jay? Why are they trying to hide it? If it's such a big deal, why do we have to constantly hide this from the American people with the news, you know, in newspapers? On the 22nd page of most newspapers, there's something about Iraq. Why isn't it on the front page every day?
Because I think that it's an attempt to stage manage what's happening, and I also think that after a while, anything, I don't care what it is, Iraq, whatever it is, it starts to sink down in importance in the news cycle and is preempted by other things that are going on. And I agree with you. I mean, I think that every newspaper in this country ought to take the people who lose their lives and print that list on the front page, even if you only put it in the corner somewhere. You should at least put it there. We should at least have acknowledgement of it. And if we don't, then to me, that's just not right.
Yeah, no, and what are we doing? What are we showing our people? Instead of Alec Baldwin's phone call, I could give a damn about Alec Baldwin and what he does and how he decides to talk to his daughter. What I do care about is the people who are insignificant to everybody else, who aren't stars, who aren't celebrities. They're giving their lives every day. That 19-year-old kid, you know, he can't see a movie again. He can't go out with a girl again. There's so many things that these kids are losing every day. And they're kids. They are kids. They are not adults necessarily. They are kids. And that's just, it's disgraceful that we can't see more and show more and care more about these people. We don't know them. That's not important. They are giving their lives for us. It's a wrong war. I know that. You know that. But they're still doing it. And that needs to be honored every day, if not every hour.
Yeah.
Countries in war.
I agree, and I don't think it's a matter, and you know what, also, too, let me tell you real quickly, I don't think it's a matter of whether you believe the war is right or wrong. I think it's a matter of this state doing what is morally right, which is coming forward and acknowledging the fact that we've got sons and daughters who are in a foreign country who are putting their lives on the line for us, and we shouldn't intend to try to make this a political statement, but what we ought to do is stop all of this foolishness about back and forth about, well, I support the troops, I support the troops. No, you know what? Let's all support the troops. Let's all come forward, and let's all acknowledge it. And people should not be able to escape the price of this thing by watching American Idol or listening to, you know, Cozy FM or something.
Yeah, right.
They need to realize that we are having people die. That's what they need to realize. Corey, thanks, man.
You are my hero, my brother. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too, man. See you later.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. And I'm serious. You know, I want to take this a step further. I really want to take this a step further. I really want to start talking about this on a daily basis. I want all of us to get together, regardless of where you live and where you can hear us, to go to your state representative, to go to your state senator, and say, hey, we need this introduced in the legislature, and I don't care whether they're Republican or Democrat, and I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, you have no political orientation, you're stumbling down the dial, looking around for whatever it is you're looking around for, and suddenly you found this radio station. That's not the point. The point is, we all have one thing in common here. And the one thing we have in common is, we're Americans, and the other thing we have in common is, that's our fellow citizens. And when they're 19 like this, this tragic situation, this kid in Colorado Springs who lost his life in an attack on a checkpoint, that's the future of the country that we're playing around here with. And we need to honor it. We really need to honor it. And I don't want to make it political. What I want to make it is, I want to make it the right kind of tribute. All right. Let's go to traffic quickly with Gina.
All right. Jay, we still have a little bit of delay downtown. Southbound 25 has been stacked up from 20th back to 120th. That was due to a crash involving a garbage truck that was blocking the right lane there at 20th. So I would still expect that to be a little bit of tough getting out of Thornton and North Glen and coming through that I-25, I-70 corridor. Crash cleared out of Lakewood, eastbound 6th at Kalamath. Weather today, morning sunshine, followed by afternoon clouds. Thunderstorms possible by the evening hours. High of 64, currently fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. For a limited time, take advantage of their Disneyland promotion. Kids.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects, and the damage isn't pretty. Backed by Bayer's proven science, Bayer Advanced created tree and shrub insect control with Merit, the first no-spray product that protects trees for 12 months. Mix and pour at the trunk and your tree is shielded, roots to top. And now, try new protected feed granules, which feed plus protect in one easy step. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
We'll need a larger security deposit before we can rent to your family.
You can't have more than 3 kids in an apartment. I don't care if it's a family unit.
Your kids need to stay out of the swimming pool at all times.
If your children make too much noise, we can't...
Don't accept lies about your family when looking for a place to live. Contact the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Fair Housing Program at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, in cooperation with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Termites, an unstoppable appetite for destruction. Till now. Backed by Bayer's proven science, Bayer Advanced created new termite killer granules, the first do-it-yourself granular product to penetrate the soil. Killing subterranean termites, guaranteed. Its breakthrough applicator means no trenches to dig or stakes to pound. Just apply, water in, and walk away. Killing termites is that easy. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
She's a 20 horsepower twin cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch. That's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Your name means a lot to you, but in the wrong hands, it can mean more to someone else. With Wachovia, if your identity is ever stolen, dedicated fraud specialists will work with you one-on-one to help recover any lost funds. And they'll stick with you until your identity is restored. Protecting your good name. Another feature of Wachovia Free Checking. Stop by, call 800-WACHOVIA or visit Wachovia.com. Are you with Wachovia?
Free Checking is for personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. Members FDIC.
Jay Marvin,
voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorms. High today, 64. Let me introduce to you one of the guys that's my hero, one of my many heroes, and he's going to be the next senator from the state of Colorado. And in interest of full disclosure, I have contributed to his campaign. I intend to keep contributing, and I'm going to work on it too as soon as it gets underway. Here's Congressman Mark Udall. Congressman, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hey Jay, how you doing? You're my hero.
No, well, we got an argument over that. I'd be careful if I were you. If you want to hold office in the future, don't lick yourself up with me, man.
You're the best, and you're an inspiration to all of us with the weight loss program you've been on. You're as fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, I'm down about 108 pounds now.
Wow,
that's a lot, isn't
it? We're going to put you on television now. You've always had a voice and a mind for the media. Now you got the body.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see about that too. Yesterday, you guys voted in the House, and the vote for the war bill, as the Denver Post calls it, was along party lines. You know that the Senate's going to vote today, and chances are that, I want to take the word chance out of there, because you know he's going to do it. George W. Bush is going to veto this. Then what?
Then what? We're going to continue to appeal to him before the veto that he ought to do the right thing and sign the bill. Jay, it makes common sense. It reflects the will of the American public, and I think the wisdom of the public, because they've said since last November we want to change in course. What happens after the veto, though, because I think you're right, he's intent on doing what he's going to do, is there are a couple of plans in the works. One is to fund the war for a couple of months with benchmarks in there, which are really important, and it also mirrors what the president said he was going to do earlier in the year. Or we could come back with another variation and fund the bill for a longer time frame. But we're going to keep the pressure on the president.
One of the things they bring up is too much pork. And when I say they, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the GOP, basically, and the president. Too much pork, like all of a sudden they're interested in that. And then they're against timelines. Well, if you're against timelines and you're against any kind of arbitrary deadlines of any kind, isn't that the same thing as turning around saying, well, there's just a blank check? We can't tell you when or if we'll ever get out?
Yeah, I couldn't say it better. And let me talk about the so-called pork for a minute. Most listeners probably know that we have a supplemental bill every year, Jay. We respond to natural disasters. We respond to pressures on the agricultural community, the people that grow our food and provide us with the fiber and increasingly are going to produce fuels for us and energy. Insurance programs are often necessary. We have base closing needs that we haven't identified. And usually those supplementals have been $5, $6, $7 billion, real money, but certainly not on the order of these military supplementals for the war that have been forthcoming every year now, $60, $70, $80 billion. So it's, yeah, it is ironic that they would attack the children's health insurance program or the hurricane relief or even the help for our farmers in southeastern Colorado. Those are all very legitimate parts of this supplemental bill.
But they keep bringing this up. I mean, they keep trying to use that. And also, I heard Duncan Hunter with the same old line again, Representative Duncan Hunter from California, about it's demoralizing to the troops. Or maybe that was John Boehner. Maybe it was Representative Boehner that had said that. They keep making these statements. They keep using the troops.
Yeah, that's the default position, isn't it? Now, the head of the Joint Chiefs, General Peter Pace, a Marine, a highly decorated Marine, said a number of weeks ago that the debates in Washington don't affect his Marines, that, in fact, they're fighting so that we can have those debates and air all of our various concerns. So it just shows, again, the weakness of the arguments and the fact that the administration and its supporters are back on their heels, because there isn't a good argument for vetoing this bill or not and not changing course. We've got to have a different approach. Jay, we ought to, as we all know, we've got to have some sort of a phased withdrawal, a redeployment. It has some sorts of timelines and benchmarks. But we've got to surge the diplomacy, not the military activity.
Yeah, the last thing I want to ask you about this, and then I'll let you go, because I know you got bills to vote on and things to do today. But all right, if the GOP, if Boehner, if Duncan, if the president, the vice president, all these folks, if they don't want to issue any kind of arbitrary deadline or any kind of threshold or anything else to the Iraqi government, then what exactly is their plan to get us out of there?
You may have heard on that note, Jay, that Secretary Gates over the last couple of weeks said that he thought the pressure being directed by the Congress at the administration was helpful to his cause and our cause, therefore, because it let the Iraqi government know that we're serious and that the political solution is the only one that's viable. And to think that they're going to have an open-ended commitment for the American Congress and therefore the American public is just dreaming. So I have to agree with you that it makes no sense that you wouldn't want to have some outline of how we're going to proceed. But what you've heard back here is, what's Plan B? If Plan A is the surge, what's Plan B? Well, Plan B is to make Plan A work. And that's very short-sighted. I actually dropped in a bill a couple of weeks ago that called on the administration and the Pentagon to outline their various proposals and plans if Plan A doesn't work. And this is for the Iraq Study Group recommendations, and other foreign policy experts have said we ought to be clear about what happens next. The National Intelligence Estimate of recent issue also pointed out some of the more dire predictions, and we ought to be ready for all of the potential developments in Iraq.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can disagree with that. And by the way, there's a new Wall Street Journal NBC poll that shows that support for the current course is now down to 22%. So it's down even lower than it was a couple of months ago.
Jay, I'm not at all surprised. You know, this false debate that we're going to, the S word, surrender versus stay the course. There's a whole other course of action here where we change what we're doing in Iraq. We're not leaving immediately. We're going to help the Iraqis maintain their border security. We should surge the diplomacy. But if we did so, we would seize the initiative here. We would define the discussion. We would grab a hold of the information war, which is as much a part of what's happening in that part of the world as the military and political activity. Right now, we're being acted upon, and it's remarkable to me. And the public gets it. I don't know when the people down Pennsylvania Avenue will wake up, but it may unfortunately not be until January 2009.
Oh, man, I hope it's not that long.
I hope we can't wait that long. There's too much at stake. There's too much opportunity, as you and I have talked. The American public's eager to move towards energy independence. There's a real interest in investing further in our health care systems. I mean, there's a lot of pent-up demand for us to really embrace the future. Somebody said in the light of the Clinton, let's build a bridge to the 21st century, that this administration never crossed that bridge, or maybe they just took it down because they're locked in a 20th century mindset.
Yeah, and they don't seem to want to listen to anybody either, which
Jeez.
How do you govern that way?
It's very difficult, but I would say the Democrats and increasingly a number of Republicans in the House are working together to provide an alternative point of view. And I'm a terminal optimist, and I think we're going to carry the day sooner rather than later because we're reflecting where the people are on this. And that's, after all, the whole point of a government by and for the people.
I would agree. I'm an eternal optimist. Just like I know that in 2008 you're going to sit in the Senate.
Thank you, man. We've got a lot of work. I'm looking forward to it. We're traveling the state. We're listening to a lot of people, and the reception's been really tremendous, and I'm eager to carry on here. We'll see what happens. It's the longest job interview I'll ever have, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're gonna win. And before you go, plug your websites so people can get involved like Mary and I have.
Come to the email at markudall@quest.com and tell us what's on your mind if you're interested in helping out, and we'll direct you to all the things that are going on in the campaign.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right. You too. See you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. There's Congressman Mark Udall. He's just a great guy, and he'll make a great, great senator. No question about it. All right. We'll get back with your calls on this, 303-713-7600, because I really want to try kicking this off next week, and I really want us to get together, and I really want us to work on this flag thing. Because I believe in it strongly. I really do. And I think it's the right thing and the moral thing to do. And I got a really highly partisan email from a guy. And, you know, the same old thing about libs, this and that, or whatever. And I just deleted it. I'm not even going to respond to it. I think there are some things in life that move beyond politics. And I think love of country and honor of those people who are performing a difficult, difficult task and then end up losing their lives. I just think that's too important. 8:44, 44 minutes past the hour. Gina, with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still have significant delays now on southbound I-25. It's looking a little bit better. The stack now is from 20th back to 104th, so they were still clearing that garbage truck crash out of the right lane. Looks like it's off on the shoulder now, but definitely a slow stretch if you're trying to come out of Thornton, North Glen, and into the downtown area. Northbound I-25, pretty sluggish now from Washington Street Bridge to Alameda. Eastbound C-470, a little stacked up now, crossing Highlands Ranch. Weather today looks like it'll be a beautiful morning, but we will have some clouds and thunderstorms moving in by this afternoon. Looking for a high of 64. Right now, fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can also save you on car insurance. Up to $400, maybe more. AAA
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear.
then please follow directions on label.
8:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Think about all the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. Disc jockeys replaced by... Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. And your glasses can be replaced by normal vision. Let me talk about Icon LASIK Center. If you haven't gotten in touch with them, you should. You know, corrective vision is not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening right now. And Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. And Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase and Bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling today, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the net. Visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, Denver.com.
Ellen's brought you the stars. Now see how they live.
I have money, and I drink out of a giant glass.
She gets you inside this $30 million Hollywood mansion.
That was fun. Theme shower for 15. Let's see how many people we can fit in there.
Plus...
I'm so happy to be here with Ellen Generous.
Robin Williams.
I feel so good about my new Botox.
We've never seen him have this much fun.
How about it, Ellen?
Our new Ellen.
Today at 3 on Channel 9. And later on 9 to 10.
Oh, I just love our new motorhome. It cost a pretty penny, let me tell you. But since we got out of paying Colorado sales tax, we saved thousands. You know, the RV dealer showed us an easy way to set up a phony business in Montana. And boom, no taxes. Now we drive all over Colorado without paying anything to support it. It might be just a little illegal, but I don't care. And no one in Colorado seems to care either. So who does it hurt, really? Am I right?
A 9 Wants to Know investigation starting tonight on 9 News at 10.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The sweet, pretty things on Vietnam Post. The city fathers, they're trying to endorse.
I mentioned this earlier. You want to read a great interview with Bob Dylan, check out the 40th anniversary issue of Rolling Stone magazine that's out. Bob Dylan is in there. There's all kinds of people in there with all kinds of great interviews. Bob Weir's in there. A lot of good people. Chance of thunderstorms today, high of 64. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And talking again this morning about this idea of flying the flag in Colorado at half staff, either until the war is over with or every time we lose somebody. And I really want to try to campaign to get this done because I think it's the right thing to do. But I want to be very, very careful too, though, not to be able to let people turn around and go, okay, you know what, it's a political statement. Because it's not. It's simply a statement of backing for the troops and also honoring those who give their lives. That's all it's intended to be. Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good, man.
I'm doing good, too. It's a beautiful day up here.
Yeah, you know what? It's really nice outside, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm about to climb up on a roof and get started to work here.
Oh, there you go.
Beautiful. I'm kind of for your half-mass idea. That sounds great. And it doesn't sound political to me. What would be political would be to fly the flag upside down until we get rid of Bush, since we're in distress and he doesn't listen to anybody.
Yeah, that would be overtly political. Yeah, you're right about that, man.
But, my overall thing is, you know, talking to some of my grandparents, whatever happened to the Victory Garden or the Victory Recycling? The past 2 weeks I get off work, I was tilling my garden, getting ready to go. I built recycle bins. Keep the prices down for everything here. It helps us keep the prices down on the war over there as well.
Well, there's no sacrifice required of any of us. What sacrifices are required of any of us?
Yeah, exactly. Who has asked? I mean, you know, Kennedy said, ask not, right? Ask
right.
not what you can do exactly. for your country can do for you. But exactly. So you've got to, if everybody does it, we don't have to even worry. I mean, granted, we got a lot of politicians helping us out, but we don't have to wait for the politicians to help us out. We can do something ourselves. By tilling a little in the soil, shopping local, vacation close by instead of running the gas prices up this summer to give the Bushes an excuse to raise it again. You know, we can just, if we keep on, if every person in this country did something, just a little something. I mean, and not, on top of that, don't forget to keep shouting about the injustice that's been going on. That helps out too. But if you do just a little bit, you're not only helping your family out, you're also helping the soldiers over there, because it doesn't cost as much to get the stuff over there anymore.
I agree, man. I think there should be some kind of sacrifice that we should be called on to make, but there doesn't seem to be any leadership in that direction. So you're right. Here's what we got to do. Instead of waiting for some direction, let's just take it ourselves.
Exactly.
And let's just run with it.
Exactly. Well, the only sacrifice I've heard is, let me have more of your tax dollars, poor people, so I can give them to the rich guys.
What, you're outside this morning working on a roof?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great day, man, just to be outside if it doesn't rain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if it does rain in the afternoon, my garden will be happy. But I've been enjoying this. It's nice, it's cool, not too hot yet. This is a perfect weather day for me.
Good for you, man. You know what? I hope you have a great, I hope you just have the best day, and I appreciate you being involved in the show.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Have a good day. Good day yourself.
Be careful up there, man.
Oh, I shall.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, yeah, if Bush won't mandate half staff for the to honor the brave young men and women who give up their life to sacrifice for our defense, then the governor should. Hey, I was... we're about the same age. I was 1A in the draft from 1969 till it was abolished. I never got a deferment. I didn't get my girlfriend pregnant to get out. I joined the Peace Corps after the draft was abolished, and that was one of the myths of Peace Corps, that you could dodge the draft. People were drafted out of the Peace Corps, and there were National Guard units that served in Vietnam. So, but the National Guard unit that our dear president was in was a Homeland Defense air unit that no matter what the threat to the United States would never have left the country anyway. That's neither here nor there now.
Yeah, because it's, that's gone. But I think society as a whole needs to realize. I mean, we need to come to the realization here that we're expending the most important resource we have, and that's humans.
Absolutely.
That's human life.
How many Nobel laureates or have been killed already? How many were killed at Virginia Tech? I'm not belittling any of the deaths at Virginia Tech, but the people who volunteer to join the military and defend our country should be honored just the same.
I agree, man. 24/7, and we should be reminded of it every day. Thanks,
absolutely.
Mark.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for being involved in the show. Here's Dan in Arvada. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on your idea about the flying the flag at half-mast. I think if you flew it at half-mast until the war was over, it really wouldn't do anything for the awareness. And if they raised it and lowered it every time somebody died in Colorado and people saw the flag going up and down, they might get the idea how many people are dying instead of just getting used to seeing it at half-mast.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. That's a real good point, as a matter of fact. And that's really what you want to get people to see. You want them to be able to see that whether you agree with the war or you don't agree with it. And whatever your stance is, that doesn't make any difference. What makes a difference is that we've got Americans who are giving the ultimate sacrifice, and we ought to be honoring that.
Exactly. And I think that might do something to erase the awareness of people dying and how often it happens.
Yeah. I think you've hit the nail on the head, and I think that's what we should push for, that when there is a fatality from the state of Colorado, because we can't dictate to other states what to do, and maybe with a little bit of luck, and maybe with a little bit of word of mouth, maybe what will end up happening is this would catch on nationally, and so the country would do it. But what we can control and what we can ask is, we can ask you know, the government here in the state of Colorado. And if the legislature doesn't have the power or can't do it, then I say that we go directly to the governor and we appeal to him.
And he's a very reasonable person. I think he's somebody that might listen to something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know he is. He's a really a good-hearted, a good, honest human being, and he'll definitely listen. Now, whether he would agree with us or not, I don't know. But if you don't ask, you won't, and you don't try, you're not going to get, right?
Right. Well, thanks for listening, Jay. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Dan, thanks for being part of the show.
All right, bye now.
All right. So, I want all of you to think about this idea. And now I'm inclined to go with Dan's idea, which is to lower it every time there's a fatality, every time somebody from Colorado is killed. And then we got to decide whether the legislature can do this or whether we need to go directly to the governor. And if we need to go to the legislature, then we need to get together, we need to band together, and we need to appeal to our representatives and our senators. And we'll talk more about this in the coming week and get mobilized. Coming up next, open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Yeah, you're coming to the right place.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like, or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1/1/07.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Hill. No sugarcoating from the commander. General David Petraeus, the man in charge of the troop buildup in Iraq, says the situation in the country is exceedingly complex and very tough. And he's telling reporters Americans shouldn't expect rapid results.
Because we are operating in new areas and challenging elements in those areas, this effort may get harder before it gets easier.
But Petraeus also says there have been some improvements during the 2 months of the escalation. His comments come on the day when the Senate is ready to follow the lead of the House and okay an Iraq war funding measure that includes a withdrawal timetable.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House, where the president is poised and ready to veto the funding bill, but the timing of his action depends on when the bill is delivered to him. There is speculation that Democratic leaders might wait until May 1st, the fourth anniversary of Mr. Bush's speech aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, announcing that major combat operations in Iraq were over. Spokeswoman Dana Perino says that would be a ridiculous PR stunt by Democrats.
Indiana State Police are investigating the cause of an early morning pileup on the state's toll road east of South Bend. It's left at least 8 people dead and several others injured. Reporter Ed Ernst of CBS affiliate WSBT-TV is at the scene.
There are ambulance crews, probably 4 to 5 ambulances, and also several funeral home vehicles have pulled up at the scene. State police are all over the scene. There is a debris field, probably 100 or 200 yards, with remnants of the semis, the cars, what was in the pickup truck.
Police say cars and 18-wheelers were involved in the chain reaction during rainy conditions. Researchers have come up with a new blood test they say can more quickly screen for prostate cancer. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
This new test focuses on a blood protein that's extremely specific to prostate cancer. Johns Hopkins researchers say that makes it 97% accurate and able to separate less serious tumors from more aggressive ones. They report in the journal Urology the test could eliminate unnecessary biopsies. Right now, 80% of prostate biopsies come out negative.
Madison County, Mississippi has an unenviable distinction. It has the country's highest breast cancer mortality rate. It's double the national average. New York City cancer specialist Dr. Harold Freeman.
Poverty was the principal common factor, but also lack of insurance and lack of education.
And Freeman says there's poor infrastructure and a lack of proper screening. A Los Angeles jury will hear today from four women who prosecutors say will testify they were victimized by Phil Spector. He's on trial for the murder of an actress. The defense says anyone who says the record producer threatened her with a gun is telling tall tales. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims last week fell by the largest amount in almost 2 months. Analysts say that's a sign that while the overall economy may be dragging, the job market remains solid. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 28 points, trading at 13,118. This is CBS News.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Running out of ink? Office Depot has over 500 ink and toner products in stock at unbelievable prices. And you can save even more when you buy Office Depot brand versus national brands. Plus, our WorkLife Rewards members earn 10% back on Office Depot brand ink and toner purchases. Don't risk running out of ink and setting your business back. Let Office Depot lend you a hand. Minimum purchase spend required. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The power coming back on across the Front Range foothills.
They've gotten everyone on in Strasburg. They've gotten everyone on in Woodland Park. So the two we have off yet are our Conifer District and the home office here in Sedalia.
My REA's Al Simpson says this week's heavy, wet snowstorm knocked down power lines in many mountain towns. Crews are concentrating on the Conifer area right now, hoping to have all the juice back on shortly. That wild storm that unleashed rain, hail, and snow across the Front Range gave a slight boost to the statewide snowpack, but didn't do much good in the mountains. More than 2 feet of snow fell in parts of the foothills west of Denver, but the statewide snowpack still only 76% of average. A rocket that will be launched into orbit today was created in part by a lot of folks working at the University of Colorado at Boulder. The Pegasus will monitor cloud formations 50 miles above the Earth's polar regions, looking for signs of, what else, global warming.
They are getting brighter, and they're seen at lower latitudes than ever before. And we need to understand this. We don't need to know why it's happening, what the relation is to global change and to what we're doing to our atmosphere.
CU faculty, staff, and students involved in that program. And a former University of Northern Colorado student upset. The school posted her photo online with links to another web page that refers to the Virginia Tech massacre. The campus police website lists 2 dozen people barred from campus for offenses ranging from violations of the student code or even felonies. 21-year-old Brittany Bethel says she got banned from campus because she suffers anorexia. She says she's a danger only to herself and nobody else. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's a beautiful ride around the metro area. Nothing really to hold you up at this point. We are completely collision-free. Just seeing those slow pockets, southbound 225 through the DTC and southbound 25 downtown. Also keep in mind a high wind advisory in effect along I-76 between Fort Morgan and the Nebraska state line. If you're in a high-profile vehicle, drive safely today. Weather outlook, morning sunshine, but we'll get...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. you. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Seven minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 64. Boy, what a nice day out. And a chance of thunderstorms. One line open at 303-713-7600. I haven't said anything this morning about John Turk. John Turk operating this show. John Turk running the entire program. The brain thrust. Archer John.
Well, not really. I'm just kind of a an assistant to you.
Yeah, right. Okay. By the way. Are you going out to play golf today?
No, I don't think so. I don't have any plans today. It sure is gorgeous. If everything's lined up for tomorrow and you don't need me to do anything, maybe I'll ask for permission to go play, but don't have any plans to.
Well, you don't have to ask me for permission. Matter of fact, why don't you, I mean, if you want to, you
order me to go out and play golf today.
Well, you can take tomorrow off and go play golf all day.
All right, I'll do that.
Kelly will take your place. Just ask Kelly. He'll work for you. You can go play golf tomorrow.
He's in. You got to go play golf with me sometime.
Now, don't put me in that difficult position, because then I got to say what I think about golf.
Go ahead. You probably hate golf, and you hate golfers even more.
No, I don't hate golf, and I don't hate golfers even more. And I think golf is an interesting game. It's just I'm not attracted to it. I can't tell you why.
You wouldn't want to ride around in the cart with me for 9 holes?
You know, I'll tell you something, pal. I wouldn't trust me to drive a cart anyplace. Well, yeah, I guess I would. Sure. Okay, when do you want to do it?
Whenever you want to, man. I'll take you out. Have you ever hit a golf ball?
Yeah.
How long is it? How many years ago was it?
Oh,
I don't know.
7 or 8.
Where, did you just do this on a range, or have you actually played a round of golf?
Tried to play a round.
Tried. Keyword there.
It was bad.
It was bad. But that's just fun, you know? I mean, you just can't take the game too seriously. Just have fun with it. That's why I do it. I suck, but I have fun doing it, so.
Well, I'll tell you who we can get to play with us. We can get Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
That'd be awesome.
They're big-time golfers. We'll get John M. He's a big-time golfer.
That'd be awesome.
All right. We'll try to put it together in the next couple of weeks. I'll go with you guys. I'll walk the course. That doesn't bother me. I just can't shoot a golf ball. I'm not any good at it.
You could do it. Especially the new Slim J. Marvin?
No.
I got a set of clubs I'll let you use. You got a course near you. You can just walk over there and hit some balls. That'd be sweet. You're driving down the street. You see J. Marvin hitting balls at the driving range.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
J. Marvin arrested. J. Marvin arrested for assaulting other golfers on a public golf course. All right, let's go to the phones. And Brian in Boulder has been hanging on. Brian, thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Brent.
Oh, Brent, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. It's your turn.
Yeah, I got a few things I'll just toss out there. First of all, I woke up this morning, turned on the TV to check the weather, and I saw George and Barbara, like, dancing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday, too, at that malaria awareness conference. Oh,
man, that was horrible. He was like, slapping some skin with the drummer and stuff.
What was that about? I mean, was that embarrassing or what?
That was pretty sick, man. That was almost like drove it just over the top. I don't know. I have a mental breakdown seeing crap like that.
You know what? That's headed to YouTube.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up... about the Wall Street, it was a 22% approval on the war.
Right.
You were talking about, I think that most of those people, from my own experience, most of the people that are for the war either have some financial deal to be made from it, or they've never had a family member in the service, or they've never been in the service, And the war and the people dying, it's more like a chess game, playing with a game like a movie or something. They have no sense of the reality of all the people dying. They really don't.
I think that's really hard to say. I'm not sure if the 22% are those people who are just the absolute and complete core, and there's no way, and there's nothing you can say to them, and there's nothing that you can bring to them that will dissuade their point of view and will turn them away from the way they feel. I don't know if those are people who have some kind of financial interest. I don't know if those are people who... I don't know. I don't know where they're coming from. I know that I get emails on occasion from people who I would consider that fit into that 22%. And usually what you end up getting from them is you usually end up getting the same arguments over and over again. They're the same ones that you've heard a million times. Somebody sent me an email yesterday, the day before, and said, try this argument, and I think this is a pretty coherent one, that those folks are always yelling about performance. They're always yelling about accountability.
Performance issues.
Okay, well, they are. They're always saying, like, we're not going to fund something that doesn't work. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. And, look, here's the proof that it doesn't work. So, in other words, what they're saying, and then what they'll do is they'll try this angle out on you about, you don't understand. You're just ideological. You're this. You're that. Your head's in the sky. Blah blah blah. Yeah. And they kind of use this tone of like, well, you're a child and I'm a parent. So now I'm starting to think, okay, then why don't we ask them this question? If this were a social program with this kind of a track record, would you spend money on it? The answer would be no. So
right,
why are you making an exception now?
But also, too, what is the cost? You know, five more people dead today, 10 tomorrow, the next day. This is, to me, is the bottom line. And people seem to just dismiss that, and they have some strategies or something that doesn't really take into account the impact of those deaths. Another thing I wanted to mention was this, Bush is threatened to veto, and we'll probably veto anything that has timelines. Well, I think we should just skip around and get right to the truth. And why don't we include, once we've managed to capture all the oil revenue, then we'll pull out. Maybe he'll sign that one.
I understand the point you're trying to make, but I'm going to tell you. What I think this is about is I think it's about his ultimate belief in his vision and his power, and that in his heart, and in the hearts of the people around him, that they believe that they know better than we do.
Yeah, that's even more horrible than just business. Making it just business.
And I also think that people like Senator Wayne Allard, people like Congressman Doug Lamborn, people like Congressman Marilyn Musgrave, and those people who are standing up and supporting this and supporting him, I think for them, I think that they're willing to put their party, and they're willing to put their party above what's good for the country. Because I wouldn't challenge their patriotism, but what I would say to them is, all right, if you're right and we're wrong, and we shouldn't get out of Iraq, okay, I'll buy that, then you tell me what your plan is to secure the peace there and to get us out.
Well, I think really their idea is that we'll stay there forever and keep control of the oil and have our presence there. There is no plan or there is no idea to pull out at all.
If you have no plan of your own, then how do you wheel around and criticize somebody else's plan?
Well, if you have the power,
Well, but I mean, that's the point. In other words, okay, I think that when Marilyn Musgrave, I think that when Wayne Allard, I think that when Doug Lamborn, I think that when these folks, I think that when they make hometown appearances, or in the case of Mr. Allard here in the state, I think that constituents ought to go to them and ought to ask them, ought to say, okay, if you're right and we're wrong, and we absolutely cannot get out of there now, and that the Democrats' idea and John Murtha's idea of redeployment is wrong, then tell us what your plan is to fix the situation there, and also give us some kind of a thumbnail sketch or an estimate as to how long we have to stay.
They'll say our plan is to win.
But that's not a plan. That's a slogan.
I know. It's crap, and you keep hearing it every day.
Yeah, and it's a slogan. And I welcome any conservative caller to call me and talk to me about this, because I really want to understand what their idea is on how to achieve results, because what we're doing so far, we're losing lives, we're losing money, and we're not achieving any results. Hey, man, thanks.
I'd like to see you talk to Dan Kaplis.
Well, I'll talk to him or anybody else.
Yeah, because he's a big guy on why we should still be there. I just wanted to say one more thing. I agree with your flag idea, and I wanted to say I saw a memorial they did about the Virginia Tech, about the killings there, where they had a little, like, 30-second blurb on every single person that was killed, a little bit about their lives, a little bit about their future. I would like to see something like that. It was very moving about the soldiers as they die per day, you know, a little bit about them, about who they were and that sort of thing, you know, on the news or in the morning or something. It was really wonderful to see those lives, even though they were lost. But I feel like it was a little, you know, paying some respect, and it was very moving. And it was on TV. I don't know what it was about or what station or whatever, but it was about 30 minutes where they went over every single one that had died.
I've often thought about doing this, but I haven't done it because I feel like maybe people would say, oh, gee, I mean, I turn the radio on it first thing in the morning, and, you know, you're reading names. But I've thought about, because I look every single morning, so I've thought about printing that out and start reading the names on the air. I've thought about doing that.
I'm for something. The American people need to be involved, at least to take a moment out of the busy day to think about them, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
Great call. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9. I just don't know if that would be too... I don't know if people would say, oh. Yeah. Come on, Jay. Lighten up. And I do try to lighten up some in the morning, but I read those things every morning, and there's several websites where you can go and you can go look. And it is. It's very, very disturbing. We're gonna get this flag campaign. We're gonna get it together on several levels. I still haven't forgotten about the bumper sticker idea too, that we all came up with on the air. We're working on that here.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra is proud to present music director Michael Butterman, the Boulder Chorale, and guest vocalists in the final show of the 2006-2007 season this Saturday night at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Join the Boulder Philharmonic for its Beethoven Symphony Celebration. Tickets are selling fast. Call the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra box office today at 303-449-1343, extension 2. That's 303-449-1343, extension 2, or log on to boulderphil.org.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
How about a 2003 Ford Taurus four-door? Stock number 67455. We're talking $3,995. And that's inspected, Colorado admissions, winterized, fresh oil, and filter. This thing has got power seats, power windows, power locks, power mirrors, tilt steering. It even has cruise control. And it's got AM, FM cassette. We're talking about a 1999 Pontiac Grand Prix four-door. Stock number 68312, sale price $2,995. Same thing. Same thing, totally gone over. A 1999 Dodge four-door. And this is stock number 68221. It's $2,995, and it's got air conditioning, power windows, power locks, power mirrors, tilt steering, cruise control, the whole thing. Tires are great on it. And a 1998 Pontiac Sunfire convertible, stock number 67923. $2,495. Same thing. Totally inspected. Emissions, the whole deal. It's this Saturday, 8 a.m., the early bird sale out of Rockies. None of these cars will go on sale until after 8 a.m. So get out there, put money in your pocket, and get a good ride. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
It's the final days of the famous Joseph A. Bank 199 sale. All executive suits, regularly $4.95, now $1.99. Select sport coats and executive blazers, only $1.99. Even all tuxedo separates, $1.99. That's a jacket with perfectly matched pants, only $1.99. Plus, a huge selection of signature suits, regularly $7.95, now $2.99. How about all executive pinpoint dress shirts, $3 for $99, and all wrinkle resistant cotton twill pants, $29. The famous Joseph A. Bank $1.99 sale. Suits, sport coats, even tuxedos, $1.99. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
After 9. Chance thunderstorms, high today, 64, a little 311. Okay, John, did you know this was 311, or did you know it because you read it on the list there?
I know 311. They're really good.
I don't know what it is about me, man, but I cannot get hip to very much new music. I just can't seem to do that, and I don't know why that is. I mean, I'm still out there buying CDs. I'm still out there listening to stuff.
But you're buying stuff that was recorded like 40 years ago. Maybe not that long ago. I'll go 20, 30.
No, you're right. Some of it's 40 years ago. Well, the latest thing I bought, because I got upset because I lost it. I lost the CD, and I don't have it, and I want to hear it, so I went and got it, was Sgt. Pepper's. I just couldn't find it. But you're right, I do listen to things done 40 years ago.
Well, there's a new Government Mule CD out that is just unbelievable, Jay. And Warren Haynes, one of the best guitar players that's out there right now, Government Mule has an awesome new CD that you'd probably like a lot. I'll burn you a copy of it.
Yeah, I saw a review of it in the New York Times.
Sure, really did. Good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Am I the only person? I don't know. Does that happen to you? Do you think that'll happen to you when you're my age? Do you think you'll just stop consuming?
I hope not. God, I hope not. I think I'll enjoy music till the day I die. I think I really will.
Well, I love music, but I don't know, man.
It's hard to keep up with the new stuff, because most of the new music out there is really, really, you know, bland and lame, in my opinion.
It just seems, you know, this could be my age, but it seems like there was a time when everything out there was good. And there was tons of stuff to go look at. And now it seems like there's not much of anything. And I don't know if that's just me or if that's the way it really is. I'm not saying there's nothing out there, but I'm saying you got to be careful. And sometimes you got to dig to find this stuff, and you got to take a chance. But it isn't like it used to be where, I mean, there was all sorts of stuff out there to listen to.
I agree with you. It seems like everything back then in the 60s, it was coming out, you know, in the 50s and 60s, everything was great, but now everything stinks. It's complete opposite.
Well, what about the 70s and 80s, though?
Name a great songwriter.
Now?
Now. Who's the best current songwriter? Can't think of one.
No, I could if you give me enough time.
Right, but you go back to the 60s, you can think of a handful of great songwriters, right?
Well, you can think of more than a handful. I mean, there's tons of them out. There were tons of them out there. There's good people writing music now, too, though. It just seems like it's harder to find now than it used to be. Or maybe that's not true. And you know what? Maybe the product really does suck. God, I hate to use that term on the radio as a grown man, but maybe that's true. Maybe the stuff out there isn't any good. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, maybe what we ought to do is next week or something. Maybe we ought to try to book Ginger from KBCO on and get
talk
her on
about
and,
new music.
Well, get her on and ask her. Like, okay, what are we missing here? What are we not hearing? What are we looking for that's not there? Or Is that really what's going on, and it's just our imagination? That there is something going on out there, and there is good stuff being done. We just don't know how to find it, or can't access it, or don't know what's going on. Maybe that's it. Because it used to be in the old days, you'd find out about stuff through the radio. And I've been over this path a million times on this show. I mean, when was the last time you ran across a music station that was so compelling and so entertaining that you had to listen to it? That's where I've been forever, for most people. Right?
Yeah, I can't think of a must-buy album that has come out in the last 10 years. I mean, the last one, you know, I'm a big Pink Floyd fan. When they came out with, I think it was The Division Bell, that was one that I had to buy. But it wasn't like it was new music, you know. It was just an old band releasing a new album.
Well, there's plenty of reissues out there, though, that are worth having.
Maybe it's just the fact that there's too much music out there now. There's billions of bands out there. How do you find the one that you like? I mean, there's just too much music out there, maybe.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I wish
Government Mule and Toots and the Maytals tonight at the Fillmore.
Well, I wish I knew. I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't have an answer for you about new music out there. So maybe I'm hopelessly lost in the past. Although my friend Tom Russell puts out good stuff, and he's still recording. And Chris Christopherson's last CD was good, but that's not. I mean, I read Rolling Stone, so I look at the stuff that's there, but a lot of it just doesn't seem to be very impressive to me. So, maybe that's just my age. Okay, so the end result of this is you become your parents. 9:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So, Gina, you think that's the truth? You think you think in the end, no matter how much you swear you're not going to do this, you become your parents? So when you used to make fun of your parents listening to, like, radio stations like, I don't know, what's the one here in town? Is it KZEW? Is that the one here in town that plays all those big band standards and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, God, it's a Perry Como, and hey, man, I'm never going to be that bad. Ugh. And then you turn around, and the next thing you know, hi, you're mom and dad.
I think that's true to some degree. But you know what? My dad was really, he loved music, and he exposed me to so many things at a young age. I loved all his music, so I have very eclectic tastes. I mean, he had Jimi Hendrix, but he had Thelma Houston, or he had Ella Fitzgerald, and so I just love all kinds of music. What's wrong with standards?
There's nothing wrong with standards, and I would love to play like Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit or something, but somehow sitting around listening to like Bing Crosby is not, or Lawrence Welk is
I
not
never liked
like,
them.
Is like repulsive.
Your parents didn't like Lawrence Welk.
Oh, yes, they did.
Well, my grandmother loved Lawrence Welk. Every Saturday night, I'd watch that with her.
Was that painful?
Yes.
Okay.
It's still on. You can tune in on Saturday nights on PBS.
No, that's fine. I don't really choose to do that. So what'd you do this weekend? Oh, well, we sat around at home and we watched Lawrence Welk on TV.
Ugh. Reruns, no less.
Ugh. I mean, no. I think I'll skip that. Okay. Traffic has been great this morning.
Not bad. It's looking really good. Right now, there's absolutely nothing to get in your way. We are running collision-free, stall-free. We just have the slow pockets we usually do at this time of the morning along that southbound 225 stretch through the tech center, southbound 25 downtown. Loveland Pass, icy patches, actually over both the Loveland and the Bertha, but I-70 doing fine through the high country. We do have a high wind advisory, though, in effect for I-76 between Fort Morgan and the Nebraska state line, so be careful if you're driving along that today. Weather outlook, it's going to be nice for a while, and then we're going to see some afternoon clouds and thunderstorms rolling in by the evening rush. High of 64, right now fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the great opportunity to try before you buy and take advantage of awesome sale prices as the Dick's Sporting Goods Outdoor Adventure Tour rolls into
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Most weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It's the only ready-to-spray product that eliminates lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go, and tell those weeds to keep off the grass. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Left with is one healthy lawn. The perfect time to apply Scott's Turf Footer Plus 2? Right now. Because those dandelions are starting to pop up as we speak. Apply Turf Footer Plus 2 this weekend and keep the fun and the lawn going strong all season. Learn more at Scotts.com.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Yeah, a little drive-in movie music here, okay? Autoeroticism. Sex in your automobile. This is like the ultimate top 40 song, isn't it? And it's loud. This is horrible. It is terrible, isn't it? I had to play this as a disc jockey. Maybe there's a reason that I drank while I was on the air.
It starts great. The guitar is great. You know,
yeah,
it's
let's
got that classic rock sound.
Yeah, start the beginning again.
And then it just goes
then it
to
goes,
crap.
Well, when he starts singing, it goes totally down the toilet. But start it again. Yeah, see, you know what this is? This is like the ultimate weather forecast song for top 40 disc jockeys. Right? Isn't it? Low tonight, 30. High tomorrow, 65. And then they do all that stuff. On the queue. Yeah, that's what that is. Okay, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Orin in Fort Collins. Orin, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing real well, thank you. Jay, I have a concern. We need to stop calling this a war. This isn't a war. This is an occupation. We have we've won the war. Mr. Bush even said so himself. Military went in there. We did our job. We took care of the military and the country, and it's over. You know, we're not in a war with a concept. You know, this is terrorism as a concept. This is a way of, you know, okay, so it's conflict resolution of a different style, but we're not over. You know, if that's what we're fighting, we're in the wrong place. You know, we should have been back in Afghanistan, or we should have been somewhere else. We're over there occupying those people, and that's the bottom line in all this. And
well, I you know, to me, it doesn't make any difference what you call it. You can call it a war, you can call it occupation, you can call it police action, you can call it whatever you want to call it. Fact is, we're there, we're losing people, and what we're currently doing isn't working, and it hasn't worked for the last 4 years, and the situation is horribly screwed up, and we're in a very, very tough, very bad situation, and we need one way or the other to resolve this, and regardless of where you politically or ideologically sit, okay, no one in the world, in their right mind, is going to advocate giving anybody, I don't care who they are, unless you live in an absolute ironclad dictatorship, a blank check or an open book to do anything that they want to do. And the same people who are standing up here now and are screaming about you don't support the troops, and they're going through all of this stuff. It's demoralizing. And they're doing all this stuff. And they're, you know, Wayne Allard, Senator Wayne Allard, it's a surrender document. I mean, the same people that are going through all that stuff, okay? If you went to them and you said to them, all right, would you apply the same standard to anything else in life? Your auto mechanic?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Anybody you think of, they would all uniformly say no. You don't give people a blank check. This is the problem here. This is what we should be talking about. The fact that the concept, the fact that the idea of how this goes is not right, and that nobody out there in their right mind would give anybody carte blanche over anything.
All of this is nothing more than stirring the pot, keeping things confused, so we don't really look at this for what it is. We're not over there for the reasons that we think we are. We're over there because we want to control the oil supply.
But you see, that argument, though, is not going to work nor win with the 22 to 25% and the people who are sitting in office like Musgrave and Lamborn and these folks. It's not, and Allard, it's not going to work with them. So the idea is, why not go to them and put it in terms that they claim that they understand? Like Marilyn Musgrave or Wayne Allard, would you give a blank checkbook to anybody over anything?
Let's put it in terms of the 25 or however many previous reasons and justifications we've been for being over there. And none of them have held true. So why are we there? Why are we there?
Well, I think you and I probably would totally overall disagree on the reasons, but...
Well, I was quite honored to be over there in the military and to be doing my part for God and country, and I had a lot of people express their thanks for that. And I lost quite a bit of that gratitude when I shared with people that the reason I felt I was over there protecting reflagged tankers, you know, flagged out of Libya and reflagged to the U.S. so that we could escort them and take control of them, was for the oil and for the control of the oil.
Well, I think that's part of it.
I'm in and out of there. I mean, you know, why are we doing, you know, oil here real soon is going to be like the last buggy whip manufacturer. You know, do we want to be in control of the oil supplies for the world, or do, you know, we've always been so cutting edge in this country. We've always been the leader in what the world is doing and the role model for the world when we're doing things from the heart, you know, from an altruistic motive.
Well, oil is part of it, but there's another big component that goes into this.
What do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's I've said it on the air a bunch of times. I think it's the ultimate belief in this premise that we are the last standing superpower, and that either you will do what we say, or we will deal with you. And what they plan to do, and we will punish you. And what they plan to do, and I'm talking about Douglas Fife, I'm talking about Paul Wolfowitz, I'm talking about George W. Bush, I'm talking about Dick Cheney, I'm talking about all of those folks from A to Z that were all involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
What they planned to do was they planned to make Iraq a short, simple, first lesson in this theory that they had. And then they were going to wheel around, and then they were going to turn to other people like Iran, Syria, and North Korea, and anybody else who got in our way, and say to them, okay, same thing, same rule applies. Either you do what we tell you to do, or else. The trouble is, they couldn't read the situation there, and now we're horribly, horribly stuck, and it's all gone wrong on them.
I'm of the opinion then that we're not in disagreement at all. What I'm arguing is really a subset of what you're arguing. Because we've done that in the past. I mean, we had Soviets that we were up against, and you know, that was we knew back then, and at least the guys in the military did, that you know, it was either Russia or China. We needed to keep them apart.
The Sino-Soviet split, we didn't engineer that. That's number one. And then number two, we had a thing that this administration doesn't understand. We had a thing called mutual assured self-destruction. And we at least talked. These folks don't believe in that. And if you had the same people who are in control now, who were in control during the Cuban Missile Crisis, let me tell you something. You and I'd be dead.
I don't think it's a matter of they don't know it, as it's more.
No, they don't believe it.
It's an arrogance.
They don't believe it. They do not believe it. They don't believe it.
They don't realize the consequences of that any more than they do going in and trying to run roughshod over Iraq or Iran or any place else.
Well, because that's their idea. You'll do what we tell you to do,
And if you don't do what we tell you to do, then we're going to punish you.
And I've been, I agree with what you're saying. And
I mean, we want those resources. You're not wrong about that.
Mm.
But their number one deal is they don't care who it is. We're number one. We have the right to go any place we want to go and dictate to anybody else what it is that they can and cannot do. And the thing that drives them nuts is the fact that they screwed up the situation in Iraq. They have only empowered Iran. That they can't really do anything about Iran because we're stuck. They can't do anything about anything because we're nailed. And now you've got Ahmadinejad, who's a nutcase. I mean, they've just screwed it up. They've screwed it up, and they're going to be, well, I just don't see how anybody can get around this. But I think that the way you approach these folks, and I'm going to try it with the next person who calls me and supports this, is I'm going to say to them what I said to you in the beginning of the conversation. Okay? Good. Then I'll use your logic when it comes to my car mechanic, my doctor, my real estate agent, my lawyer. I'll just give them a blank check.
Well, and it goes back to that same story, but and it grieves, it really does. It hurts me to, as a retired member of the military, to know that we're using the military in those manners. And
it's a misuse.
It is. And back to that issue we were talking about earlier with the flying the flag at half mast. That goes back into the same thing, as far as, are we respecting people who died for our country? In the service of our country by not flying the flag? That should at least be the minimum that we do for these people. At least if someone from Colorado dies, we should fly the flag at half mast for those guys. You know, if we're gonna, whatever your beliefs are about, you know, flying the flag or not for these students that died at Virginia Tech, okay. But if you're gonna do that for someone who's fallen through no fault of their own, other than just going to school, and honoring them by flying flags at half-mast in Afghanistan at military bases? Why aren't you doing it at least for the people who have done this, made a conscious decision to serve their country?
Yep, you got it. I agree. Oren, thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for the call. Call me again.
Jay, you have a great day, and take care.
All right, man. Enjoy the day.
Thanks.
See you later. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour. Rick Morgan, traffic.
Jay is still pretty slow, southbound I-25, approaching 20th. But that's pretty much it as far as any slowdowns on the highways. The rest of the highway drive in pretty good shape as you make your way across the downtown area through the bridges and around the tech center. 225 looking pretty good across Aurora from I-25 all the way up to I-70. I-70 in good shape on both sides of the city. You won't have any trouble on 270 now as you head across Commerce City. Could be a little bit of company there, but no major backups for you. And a pretty good drive to and from Boulder on the turnpike for you right now. Weather forecast, some sunshine for most of the day, but some storms rolling in later on this afternoon. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Scattered storms tonight, low of 39, then a partly sunny day tomorrow with a high around 60. Right now it's 50 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Brought to you by Dr. Cog, Ride Arrangers. Want to help care for our air? Carpool or vanpool to work, and you can reduce pollution.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall, For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month. Request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait because these homes are being liquidated immediately. Many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to win a perfectly clear day with a celebrity. Go to Claritin.com and enter the Claritin Perfectly Clear Day sweepstakes today.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is pretty good stuff, okay? But still, there's something, it's not 9:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Chance of a thunderstorm, high today 64. Tomorrow, we got a ton of stuff coming up tomorrow, including Christy Harvey, and including Tom Tangney on movies, and Dr. Michael Snyder will be here, because I've gotten so many emails about gastric bypass and about losing weight. And he's the man who knows. I mean, he does these. He's very successful. He did mine. We're going to talk to him, and he's going to answer questions. So if you know somebody in your family who can benefit from this information, we'll do it tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Here's Vince in Westminster who's been hanging on. Vince, I'm sorry. Thanks for waiting, and go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, we're making it a good day. Just real quick, I agree absolutely with paying tribute to the fallen that served this country. I think it's an excellent idea at the half mass, Flying a Flag at half mass. I also believe that maybe could reach out to the sister station to make sure that people understand this is not about politics. It reminds me of one year I took my 10, 8, and 6-year-old to a Memorial Day parade, and I believe it was when we went into Kuwait. And I wasn't particularly a supporter of that action, but I was amazed all these people that were wrapping themselves in the flag and all the pride, and really there's no one that shows up for that particular parade, and it was sad to me. The sister station actually came up and interviewed me, asked me why I bring my kids out, and a lot of people that served at Vietnam, I've actually just missed it myself, and I told the same thing at that time, that I support the truth and not this action. So no matter what we do and what the action is, whether it's a policing action or, for that matter, if they're serving here in the United States and they die in a helicopter crash and maneuvers just practicing, they're willing to step up and put it on the line for us, and they should be recognized for it. And we don't really do that. And I believe that the propaganda machine in Washington really wants it that way. I think they would be completely against something like this. They'd rather put out their stories about the Tillmans, God rest his soul, Lynch, as they completely, you know, just told lies about both of these people, and Now the family of Tillman and Ms. Lynch herself appeared in Washington to tell the truth. They're heroes, regardless. But why did they have to lie about it? So really, who is supporting the troops? I would hope everyone does and leave all the politics aside.
I agree. I'll reach out and ask them. I think, though, that we probably...
We know the answer.
Well, I probably will. No, I probably will not get a response. I think one of the reasons why I wouldn't is because there are a lot of those folks over there who spend a lot of time talking about and convincing and trying to convince people that we're the enemy, that we're unpatriotic, that we're un-American, and that nothing that we would ever think about doing would be, you know, beyond politics. So cooperation.
It just would be huge. That and really what you're talking about here, and I don't know if they're talking about it around the nation, and you might have started, I heard you talk about it yesterday, and it may be something that catches fire. I would hope so, because to me it would be the ultimate tribute. So then when I return from such an action, I don't have to worry about who I'm talking to and whether or not they, in which manner do they support me or if they support me. It should be just automatic. You know that you went over there and you put it on the line. You come back here. People can disagree, but they still call me hero for going.
Yeah, exactly right. It should be above politics. So, hey, Vince, I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. I think we all have one thing that unites us, and I think that's love of country and all that goes with it.
Well, good luck on it, and I hope they really do buy it. And I think yourself and one of the other hosts from there going to Governor Ritter and asking for this kind of support, it's huge to me, and potentially, hopefully, catches on nationally.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate it.
Take care, sir.
All right. Thank you to everybody this morning. Thanks for being part of the show. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That flag belongs to all of us.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Wise with your healthcare dollars.